B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
All right. Good morning. Buddy, and it is a happy Friday. It's Friday, man. I'm in a good, good mood on a Friday. I don't know why. It's just Friday, I guess. There's nothing better. Like, it is a great day. Friday's a great day. Love Friday. I wish every day was Friday. Man, Fred, the movie was great. Everything Friday's good. I love Friday. Friday's the best. Something about Friday, even the name Friday. Like, there's something about it. I'm in. So, I come to you, and today, as we usher in the weekend, I want to do a little something called Real Talk, okay? Honest, real talk. We're going to put our agendas aside, all right? We're going to take off our fan hat, put it down. We're going to take our agenda hat, put it down. We're going to take off all of it. We're just going to be real. Keeping it 100. You got to be up to it. I try to do this every day. All right? I need you guys to keep it 100 today. No matter how you feel. And we're going to do the real talk on all the four teams. So, for example, we'll go with, let's start with Phillies. Because this is what I've heard over the last few days, especially after the Mets debacle, right? Losing the doubleheader. Phillies stink. It's the same old Phillies. All that talk, you were so excited. They stink. All right, real talk.
Okay.
They're not a World Series team. And I didn't think they were a World Series team. Now, I did think they were a team that could win 85 games. And I still think they can win 85 games. Now, there are things that I worry about, right? There are things. We look at that, Chuck. I love the Chuck. Chuck rules. There are things that I look at and I go, I worry, right? So I worry about Nola. I worry about FFF Flynn. I worry about center field. But the hitting, and I hear a lot of grousing with the hitting, it's 2 weeks into the season. It's April. That stuff is, it comes and goes, and it certainly comes in the warmer weather when it's, as Charlie Manuel would say lovingly, it's hitting season. And that's a real thing, hitting season. So I think we go a little overboard with, oh, they stink. They don't stink. They're a good team. Now, are they a great team? No. Are they the Dodgers? No. Are they the Mets? No. Are they the Braves? Well, they got a better record than the Braves, right? Because the Braves have slogged off to a bad start. But the Braves are still a good team. So my only point to you with the Phillies is, yeah, this is probably, if I'm going to go back into history and compare seasons, I would think it's 06, right? They made the playoffs in 07. They missed the playoffs in 06, but were better. And they had a run, and they fell to the Astros in a key September series. And that's what hurt their chances. So I think it's kind of akin to 06. Probably not a playoff team. We'll see, but they're going in the right direction. The arrow's up. You got to give Dombrowski a little time to build the thing. So I can't go same old Phillies. I can't grouse. I can't be miserable this early in the Philly season. That's just real talk, right? I just give you the real talk. You know, I think you guys can see that they're good. They're not great. They're not trash. Right? I think that's where they're at. Sixers, and we'll talk more about them, but and this stems off of last night. Because I was having a conversation about real talk about the Sixers, and it happened during yesterday. Because it was a weird day yesterday. There's a lot of people that viewed last night's game as though it was a preview for the playoffs. And that's mind-boggling to me. There's nothing that you can glean off of Wednesday night and that game against the Nets and look toward the playoffs. There's no plug and play. Well, if Durant's there and Harden's there and you're going to add, 62 points between them and blah, blah, blah. It's a faulty line of thinking. And I would think that you guys are beyond that. That's the old line of thinking that, well, and I used to hear it all the time, like college football. Well, so-and-so beat so-and-so, and so-and-so lost to so-and-so, so so-and-so is going to beat so-and-so. Not necessarily. The games don't mean anything. You can't really correlate matchups and everything when you don't have certain guys in the lineup. And I'm going to read you something about the Brooklyn Nets that I saw, and I think it's germane to the conversation. And this is not to say, because, we fight, and I know I go overboard with stuff. Listen, to make it fun, I go overboard. And that's part of my personality. So, I understand my own limitations. But here's the deal. When I rip the Nets and trash the Nets because I hate the Nets, it doesn't mean I don't respect that those three players are great players. Because they are great players. But, real talk, you got to play defense in the NBA. And all you stat guys, I was going to say stat whores, all you stat guys that look at box scores and want to go, well, let me tell you something. Let me enlighten you. You're not going to enlighten us by reading box scores in the regular season. Because rule one, the NBA regular season has nothing to do. It's barely related to the NBA playoffs. So look at that. That's real talk. Sixers have as good a chance as the Brooklyn Nets to get out of the East. I'm not saying they will, but they have as good a chance. We had a caller yesterday called up, and I apologize for, nitwit might have slipped out, and I apologize. But when he hits me with, at the end of the conversation, Brooklyn in six, I go, well, okay, that's not unreasonable. Brooklyn could win in six, and so could the Sixers. It's not a, Sixers sweep or Brooklyn. It's going to be a good series. I think that's real talk. Real talk, Eagles. The win totals are out. The Eagles' win total is 7.
What?
7. That's right, Andrew. 7. And if I had any money, I would bet it all on the under. And I don't want to bet against my team, but it's an opportunity to send my kids to college. Okay? Every once in a while, there's an economic chance, like, smiles at you. Like, John Kincaid is an economic genius. He's a money man, John. And even John agreed, because, when I sell my TV show for a lot of money, I'm going to make John handle my money. And I said, John, listen, can I take a chunk of that money and bet the under Eagles 7? And he said, yes, that's a wise decision. That's not a gamble. It's not a bet. It's a wise financial move. Because 7, that number is all about reputation. That number isn't Vegas is telling you something. No, no, no. They're going to be bad. And I need you to put your fan hat down and everything else and be prepared for it. And if you don't think so, then I need you to tell me why, okay? No. There's no shearing of the fur. All right? I just want you to tell me if you believe that they're over 7, you got to let me know. And I'm going to read you a quote that you're not going to like. I'm warning you now. And it's a quote from an analyst. All right? And it has to do with Jalen Hurts. And I don't want to hurt Hurts' feeling because I like Jalen. But if you, I got to pass along. I have to. It happened earlier in the week. And I've suppressed it. But the Eagles' win total is 7. We need to discuss that. That's real talk. And then finally, the Flyers. I don't know how they won. They won. They're probably the most maddening team that nobody cares about. And if you want to talk about them, I would love to. That's real talk. And if you don't, that says even more. That's even more real talk. And now I go to the man of real talk, the Chunis. Good morning, Chunis.
Who, me? What's up, man?
We doing, cuz?
What's going on?
What's up? What is that?
Where would you like to begin with this real talk?
I just went through it.
Yeah, I know.
Wherever you want.
Anywhere? Should I just go start to finish, like where you were at?
You could do whatever you want. I listen, real is talk. This a dictatorship? No, it's not real talk. It's not a dictatorship. You do whatever you want.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's very noble of you. I'll go from beginning to end like you just did. Phillies, I'll be honest, I'm one of the guys that's getting kind of concerned. And I know it's only 12 games in the season. And I know literally earlier this week, on Monday, I was saying how we should break down the season by 10 games. And, you know, I was on my high horse about how we should kind of calm down a little bit. But I can't help but look at the strikeouts. Constant strikeouts. And I get the whole hitting season quote. I get it. Cincinnati Reds are scoring 10 runs a game. I watched the D-backs put up 10 yesterday. I'm watching teams not strike out, it seems like, 3 times in a row
Patrick
every other
Corbin
inning.
Sucks, but
yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does. Yeah, thanks a lot, Pete Corbin. It is concerning to me. And now I'm starting to see a little bit more of the glaring weaknesses. Obviously, center field is a big one. Hopefully, Moniak gives you something, right? That was the worst spot of the team, was center field.
Okay, so what did you... Let's cut to the chase, go real talk. What were your expectations?
A competitive team. And,
right.
They
don't stink. Are you afraid that they stink?
I don't think that they stink, but there's starting to be some more things. Like, I'll be honest, and I know he should be the least of my worries in terms of the other worries, but I brought this up the other day. McCutchen, I've never loved him as the leadoff hitter, and I didn't think he'd be a 162-game left fielder. I thought he'd play like 130 for you. There might be some nights where you just got to sit him because he's cold. He has not been hitting the ball well at all. And is he ever going to turn it around this year?
Okay, so I agree with you that Kutch is not a guy at this juncture.
Right.
That, you know, is going to carry you. But it's still 2 weeks.
But yeah.
To say he's cooked forever might be a little bit of an overreaction.
Well, I'm not saying he's cooked. But what I'm saying is what I've seen so far is not making me feel confident. Right, so I always knew that the center field spot was going to be an issue with this team. I didn't know that all of a sudden we'd be going back to potential leadoff issues, which that we've seen.
You know he wasn't a leadoff hitter. We talked about this last year.
Right, but remember 2019 when he was doing okay in the leadoff spot, then he gets hurt, and there was clearly nobody that could step in and fill that spot for the Phils. They had that issue. Then last year was a weird season. But I thought, all right, he's still going to be an on-base percentage guy. He looks lost at the plate.
Yeah, they don't have. I don't know. Listen, I agree with you in the sense that I don't think he's a leadoff hitter.
Right.
He's not, and they don't have one.
So what happens? Do you eventually get a leadoff hitter? And where are they playing? You know what I mean?
But it goes back to the outfield. They don't have. You got to give Dombrowski some time.
I know.
To build it. Like, that's not how you got to grin and bear it.
Right. But I went from thinking, all right, I got.
See, here's the problem.
Stud and Harper.
Is that you think. They're a play. You thought all along they were a playoff.
Yeah, wild card team. Second wild card spot.
You said 84, 85, but you really meant 90.
No. I never meant 90.
You had higher.
My number was 85.
You blew it up. You were. That was.
No, my number was 85. I was thrilled
down.
At the start of the season, don't get me wrong.
I may have
looked on my FanDuel app about taking them for the division at one point after they went off to a 5-1 start.
Your expectations were high. You try to give... See, here's the thing. You try to be rational, but you skew bro.
No.
Yes.
No, I might walk out.
When you are talking Phillies.
Sue you for defamation.
You channel the bro with Phillies. You do. You channel the bro, especially when they're playing well. You become more bro than bro on the Phillies. The Phillies alone. That's the only team you do it with.
Oh, I love the Phillies. You know,
I know.
They're my childhood team.
But you outbro the bro when the Phillies are playing well.
I don't know about that.
You outbro the bro.
I don't know about that.
He's in there now telling you how the Eagles are going to win 11 games.
But yeah, I'm a little disappointed by the start. And I'm concerned because this team strikes out.
All right, it's real talk. Listen, yeah,
this team strikes out a lot.
They struck out last year. You knew that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we'll hit in season start. I hope. But I see other teams hitting season start for teams in April.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they're not off to a rollicking start.
No, but real talk, and I brought up yesterday to you, Braves are playing like doo-doo to start the season. Yeah. And that's the team I thought
Braves
would run away with this division.
Is doo-doo.
It is. It really is. So I can't help but go, all right, well, with all the concerns I have, the growing concerns with this team, because it is growing. Now I'm worried about Andrew McCutchen. You know, obviously I was worried with 4-5 in the rotation, but now it looks a little worse than I thought it would be. You know, I can't help but get more concerned, but I do have to remind myself, all right, the Braves aren't playing well either. And a lot of people pick the Braves to go to the World Series, for crying out loud, somehow beating the Dodgers.
Well, I don't see that.
So that's real talk with the Phils. Sixers, I'm still in the rocking chair. I'm riding.
Tough game tonight.
Yeah, you know, it is. And my biggest worry, of course, still is Ben. Is he going to be aggressive come playoff time? But I'm not letting that make me lose sleep, because I feel like I wouldn't have slept for 2 months had I still been on that same stance of wanting to move on from Ben and then trading for James Harden. You know, the trade didn't happen. Simmons is a Sixer. Simmons does still have all that talent that I see. I know there's one glaring weakness in his game, but I can't worry about it right now. I have to wait till game one of the playoffs. And I could freak out come game one of the playoffs. Maybe I'm at that calm phase right now where I could tip either way. But right now, I'm rocking chair ride the Sixers. They got the best player in the game with Joel Embiid.
Best player in the world right now.
Yeah.
All right. Real talk, Birds.
Under. I mean, calling out seven.
Like seven.
And I know there's an extra game, but
seven.
No, I can't see it. And they have a tough schedule. I know there's some games where the teams aren't that tough, but I have to keep on reminding people, keep on telling me, oh, look at the schedule, look at the schedule. The Detroit Lions, the Eagles were the Lions last year, right? The Eagles were the other teams that they're going to be facing that you keep on saying, look, this team stinks. So do the Eagles. I keep on reminding people and reminding myself, the Eagles only won two more games than the Jets last year.
Yeah.
And we ripped, oh, the Jets are so bad, blah, blah, blah. The Eagles had two more wins.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, listen, this is a rebuild, and they're telling you it's a rebuild.
Yeah, and they're telling you they're not comfortable with Hurts either.
Well, that's the point.
All these rumors, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, moving up for Zach Wilson.
So rebuilding teams don't win more than seven. So it's not, and in fact, you know, to me, it's a one-year process. It's not the process of 5 years, but it's a one-year process. It's the Sixers process in a season. Next year, or this coming season, is the process. That's real talk. Flyers, Junis.
Flyers, hey, congrats on the win yesterday. That's basically all I got for you. And, well, it'll just slow down the bleeding a little bit more. They've been a major disappointment. I'm bummed out. I don't want to fire the coach. I don't want to fire the GM.
What needs to happen? That's going to be the question.
Right,
real talk.
Exactly. I mean, for the people that are still out there saying, fire the coach, fire the GM, how many times have we fired the coach in the last decade? How many coaches have the Flyers had? Has that been the answer yet? No. How about we try to, you know, grow with one for once?
You have more socks over the last 10 years
yes.
than you've kept.
15 years.
Than the Flyers coaches. That's the weirdest thing. It's Friday. I want to talk to you. 610-632-0975. Real talk, all right? That's the theme of today. Agenda-free, fan-free, real talk. You wondering, you working on renovations for your house? You getting a new roof on the house? Are you organizing the garage? Or the attic? Or the basement? Are you doing some landscaping? If any of this sounds like you, you got any sort of home projects, do yourself a favor. Get with the Bagster. Yeah, the Bagster. The perfect cleanup solution for all these projects and much, much more. The Bagster. The Bagster bag. You can find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores for, geez, just $29.99. That's right. Handle all those projects. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag that holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It's a lot of waste, 3,300 pounds. And the beauty is it's on demand. You buy it, it's a bag. You buy it, you tear it open, you unfold it, and then you fill it your leisure. That's it, man. You fill it, and then sooner or later, you're done. You call Waste Management, they come get it. It's the Bagster. Yeah. Go to thebagster.com. Got all the details. Anthony Gargano told you to clean it up this spring with the Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Hey, it's 10:30 across the Delaware Valley on a Friday. So, we'll get to this later, but Andrew, tonight's date night for you.
Yeah.
Are you going to my place?
Later this afternoon.
I wanted to make it. I wanted to. What?
Well, I mean, it's probably not nighttime, considering the reservations, huh? It's even earlier this time, though.
What?
Yeah.
What time are you going to dinner?
5:30.
5:30?
Yeah. Works
oh
perfectly.
Oh my God, 5:30.
Yeah, it works out perfectly.
Perfect for why?
I got the vaccine shot, first one today, 3:30, pumped. They made the change from one that's been taken off the market to Pfizer, so I'm pumped for that, 3:30.
You're having a romantic, nothing romantic happens at 5:30.
No, I mean, we'll start drinking at like
the most romantic thing that happens at 5:30 is rush hour.
Yeah, but I'll beat it because I'll be there already, so that's kind of nice. That's romantic
for
us.
The chef won't be there.
No, he'll be there. Or she. They will be there. And then we'll go out. We'll go out later, you know.
Later. Probably. Yeah, this way you can be home by 9.
Yeah, we'll be drinking our tea at like 8 o'clock, you know.
5:30.
Watching our stories.
You're not going to my restaurant, huh? Because I don't even think they have a seat. They have a seating at 5:30.
No, everybody's open around 4 in the city. So I'll be for this one for 5:30.
You sickened me.
So that's what she wanted to do. I said, all right.
Get her on the phone.
Yeah, I think she might be busy.
You can't get her on the phone later today?
I'll shoot her a text.
I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you, too.
Why?
Why? Who has a romantic dinner at 5:30?
We're very excited and very happy for our 5:30 reservation and our wonderful evening together today.
You said you want to do something special, like a fine dinner.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice dinner. At 5:30. Well, I mean, the food probably won't come out till 6. So.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be nice. We had a nice dinner yesterday.
You know what?
6:30.
8. Enjoy.
I will.
My new lease on life.
I'm going to have a great time.
Listen, sure you will.
I just hope my arm doesn't hurt.
From what?
The first shot. Should be all right. You know.
Man up, dude. Come on. Your arm hurts.
I'm just making sure.
5:30. God. You couldn't be more uncool. 5:30?
Is that a cool thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
All right. Fine.
Yeah.
All right. 5:30. I don't care. I don't care about cool status.
I know you don't.
Hey, listen.
Hey, you're right. I do. I care about nonsense like that. You're right. 5:30. It's just about what's right, what's wrong.
What's wrong? So when you're eating at 8 o'clock tonight,
dude,
I'll shoot you a text saying I'm digested.
I'm not having a romantic dinner tonight. I'm going to watch an 8-year-old play baseball.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it is. And so it's the beginning of like 12 straight games.
So you have some like double bubble for dinner?
Yeah.
Some sunflower seeds?
Yes. I'll be eating seeds.
Do you go to the regular or do you go to the ranch?
No, I like the hot seeds.
Yes, I've done the hot seeds. They're good.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
I like
you and I do the hot seeds.
I like the hot seeds. I like the ranch. I can only do a little bit. I can't do ranch sunflower seeds during the summer games, though.
Where Brendan on Instagram says, Andrew's going to dinner at 5:30 so he can come home and catch Matlock at 8 o'clock.
Yes, exactly. Gotta watch my stories, man. Time to 60 minutes start.
Matlock. All right.
That'll be nice.
Okay. Yeah,
going out for drinks afterward? Be beautiful right. Evening.
Go to the After Hours Club. I mean,
No. The early bird special After Hours Club.
That's great. All right, let's get started. Real talk. We're having real talk, Andrew and I. Just real talk, how we are. No judgments, just real talk. My judgment is not that he's eating at 5:30 and I don't know how anybody can have a romantic dinner at 5:30, but, you know, hey, he's going to do it. So, hey.
It's going to be a nice day.
You didn't even see my eye roll.
I did.
Let's go to Mike in Delran. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Michael.
What's up, cuz?
How are you, brother?
Hey,
happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Listen, you sicken me and you're so uncool need to be drops. So someone needs to go work on that. You know who else has dinner at 5:30? Retired people in Florida.
I just don't get the dude,
that
man.
Sounds nice, too.
Andrew,
retired in Florida?
You're too young to think about retirement. He's thinking about retirement in Florida. You're 28 years old.
That's awesome. Oh, man. God, listen, real talk? I love that premise. That's a great premise, real talk. So, like, you know, real talk, I've been listening to sports talk radio for a long time. You and Chewers are the best 1-2 punch in the industry, brother. It's like Batman and Robin.
Thank you, brother. Thing. We appreciate that.
So I'm going to do real talk if I can for just the Sixers and Eagles.
Go for it. You will get real talk uninterrupted. Go for it, Rock.
Real talk with the Sixers, like, I'm excited. I've been waiting for Joel Embiid to be this player for so many years. I feel like he doesn't care whether Ben Simmons is going to catch up or not. Every time I see him on the court, I feel like he's got like the AI attitude where he's going to give whatever it takes to try to fit. Like he's leaving everything out on the court. So that's the most, I mean, I'm more excited about that team than I've been excited about in a long time. The Eagles, oh man, when I hear national people compare them like to the Browns, the Jets, the Jaguars, as a fan, I get pissed off. But if I'm being real to myself, they're probably not too far off. I've never seen a team in any sport win a championship and then be so dysfunctional after it with only a few short years. Like, the dysfunction that I'm with you. I might bet the house on under 7. I don't know how they get 7. I looked up and down that schedule. I mean, I would have been surprised. I would have taken the under at 6.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
I was shocked I saw 7.
7 wins is outrageous. Especially with this, there's no, you don't know anything. You know nothing about the coaching staff. You know nothing about Jalen Hurts. You don't know anything. So, real talk, if I'm taking my Eagles hat off and I'm just a fan of the sport, like, let's say I live in Cleveland, I'm looking at the Eagles and going, oh man, you guys are in trouble.
I feel you, brother. I don't
have a good weekend. Go Birds!
Go Birds! I mean, Andrew, 7?
You want the opponents real quick?
Yeah, give me the opponents because I'm going to write this down. In fact, you know what's amazing? Sometimes you and I, you were right inside my brain. I was literally looking up.
The opponents
just now.
Listen, man, that's what us cool guys do. Your home games. So obviously you have Dallas, New York, and Washington. But then you also have the Kansas City Chiefs, The Los Angeles Chargers, who you would think will be a little bit better year two with their new quarterback. The New Orleans Saints, who could stink this year. The San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champions.
How about the road?
The road, Dallas, New York, Washington, and then Atlanta. Oh, Atlanta stinks. Yeah. Eagles aren't far behind Atlanta, aren't far ahead of Atlanta. The Carolina Panthers will probably be better this year. They'll have their running back. They'll probably have a quarterback.
Let me tell you something right now.
They'll be better.
The Panthers will win that game.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, go ahead.
The Denver Broncos, who could stink. The Detroit Lions. Oh, look, the Lions stink. So do the Eagles. The Las Vegas Raiders, which will be a great trip. And the New York Jets.
Can you come up with seven? Seven's the push.
Right, so seven, I'll go possible wins, right? Jets, possible win. I guess I'll say the Lions as a possible win, but the people that my God, they're so much better than the Lions. No, they're not.
Possible.
They're right around the same spot.
Atlanta,
possible.
Giants,
Denver, possible.
They're not at Denver? They're going to go to Mile High and win at Denver.
Good point. I mean. One against the Giants, like you said. Do you do one Washington?
Okay, for granted. Right, I mean, one possible, Washington. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's and five.
Maybe the Saints. Saints could stay.
They beat the Saints. They still got Kamara. Are you kidding me? I know that Breeze was shot in the ass anyway. They still got Thomas and Kamara.
Who's their quarterback?
Does it matter if you have Thomas and Kamara?
It could. You beat them. The Eagles beat them this past year with the great Taysom Hill.
Come on, that was a spot.
I'm just saying, you know, possible.
That was a spot.
The Saints might stink this year.
They're not going to stink.
They might stink.
They're not going to stink.
Taysom Hill.
I don't know what you got against the Saints, but who cares?
I got something against Taysom Hill, who has no talent. That's six
all right,
wins.
Johnny Unitas.
That's six wins. And that's with me adding the Saints as a possible win.
Yes. That could be, you know, move your IRA in there.
Right.
I mean, seriously, you know, and that's, I would say that's not a violation when the team is telling you they're rebuilding.
Yeah, exactly.
So the team's giving you the okay to go on there. This is a process year.
Right. It is.
So to me, you got a blessing, go full bore. What's the ruling there? Because, you know, one of the sins is always never bet against your squad.
Yeah, I don't like doing that.
But here's my loophole. We need a ruling, by the way, on this.
No, you're right, because they're telling you they're going to lose.
Right.
This
is real talk. Real talk is they're telling you it's a process year.
Here's my
thing.
And
I know a lot of people that bet against the Sixers during the process.
Right. Now, let's say this. By the grace of God, they start 3-2. Again, grace of God. 3-2.
You can't. It's like you having a 10 o'clock dinner.
You can't start rooting against them because you want the under to hit. Right?
Sure.
Now again, that's very, very little chance that they start the season 3-2, unless those possible wins are the first five games that they play.
Listen, I'm open to you guys. I mean, here's what we're going to give you real talk. Let's go real talk. Like to me, it should be a consensus.
Yeah, I agree with you. It should be.
I can't in good faith issue the ruling as the Pope of Patterson Avenue. I can't give
right.
the ruling.
But I'll also say this.
Like, you know, people, like to me, I would argue, if I would argue a side, I argue in allowing a one-time under bet only because they are telling you that this is a rebuilding
right,
year.
Right, right.
They're telling you it. They're saying it. They're capped out of their brains, right? They're capped out. They're telling you. They're protecting next year in case they have to get a quarterback. They're letting you know. Wink, wink. this is a process season. This is a rebuild. As much as they view the rebuild as a dirty word,
right?
It's the accurate description of what they're doing.
And you always hear the national pundits. There's no such thing as a rebuild in the NFL.
Yeah, well,
how many times have you heard that?
Yeah.
And then I also go, well, what have the Jets been trying to do? They just stink. Like, rebuilding might be not a bad thing.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure it'll be hard for a lot of people to root against Hurts. Because he's a likable dude. That's going to be tough.
Well, it's not about rooting against individuals. Like, you're not going to root against... Listen. You're almost... The underbet is what it is, right? It's... a cumulative season-long bet.
Right.
Now, I know that, you know, there's human nature has it that during the games, it's a slippery slope. I agree. It's a can of worms, all those cliches. That's all real. But I think it's a bad year. I think they're telling you it's a bad year. See, to me, it's a good bet. First of all, I think it's a good bet. I think you could actually make money off of it.
Right.
Second of all, I think they're giving you the okay. They capped themselves out of this year.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
And they're telling you it. By trading back is telling you they are rebuilding. And like to me, all right, at some point next year, won't we shift? Let me ask you this question. At some point next year, say you say 3-2, I say 1-4.
Right.
Right, and then let's take 1-4, and that at some point during the season, they're 2-9.
You want them to lose out.
Well, don't you?
Yes.
Because ultimately, you're trying to get the top pick for the following year's draft, no?
Exactly. Yeah, no, you're right.
So, isn't that the greater good? Isn't it the greater good? Let me argue this, too, for the under bet. And again, all I am is the defense attorney here.
Right.
All right? I'm just the defense attorney. I'm just the Joe Marone. I'm the defense there, Junis. All right.
Friend of the show.
And I'm just saying, listen, it's in the Eagles' best interest to have a high pick going into the following year. So if it's in the Eagles' best interest to have a bad season for the following year, thus, you're doing what's right for the team and betting the under.
Right. And it kind of goes back to wanting the Phillies to lose last year because we wanted the Klentak out of here.
It's the greater good theory.
Yeah.
I think I got a loophole for this thing.
That might be a pretty good loophole.
All right. So you guys tell us the greater good theory. The total is 7. The one-time under bet for the Eagles, is that legitimate? Ramsey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Rams.
Hey, what's up, cuz? How you doing, man?
How you feeling, babe?
I'm good. Some real talk, like, I know right now our Phils are, you know, not, you know, doing the best and not as hot as they started off. They cooled off a lot. But I still have faith in them. I still think we're going to finish with a nice 80 win season, 80-plus win season. So I'm good there. I'm loving the way that the Sixers are playing. I think that the Sixers are going I get mad when the national media is like, Brooklyn, and forget about the fact that Brooklyn doesn't know how to play defense whatsoever. And you can't win championships on strictly offense. It's been proven time and time again. Look at the 73-9 Warriors, who were offensive juggernauts, and they got beat out in a best-of-seven series to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right, and here's the other thing, too. That Golden State team played defense. Klay Thompson, yeah. Tremendous defender. Iguodala, Draymond Green. Like, they had a good semblance of defense.
Exactly. And the Brooklyn Nets don't have that. Whereas the Sixers, they are the true antithesis of defense leads to offense, because they defend the ball well, And out of their defending of the ball well, they transition into good scoring opportunities. Or they have just Embiid just beasting like he's been doing all season. The Birds are going to suck. It just is what it is. And the Flyers have been a disappointment. And that's the realest talk I can give. The Flyers have
That's such a disappointment.
Ranch,
that is real talk at its greatest. I appreciate that, man.
Thank you, brother.
I want you to have a great Friday, my friend. All right? It's Friday. You enjoy Friday. Friday, all things good on Friday. It's a good Friday every Friday.
Yeah, today is a nice Friday.
Friday's a Friday, man.
Well, it was nice.
Friday's a good... I'm telling you. Nothing bad happens on a Friday. It's Friday.
Don't jinx it.
No, you know what I'm saying. It's Friday, man. Nothing can be wrong with a Friday.
Oh, I love a Friday.
Friday's the best. Friday greater than Saturday. I'm a Saturday man, but there's nothing better than Friday, man.
Wait, because you know you got 2 days off. Well, kind of, because you work Saturday mornings. Yeah, but I work Sundays.
Yeah, but it's different. Like, it's just Friday.
No, it's different. Yeah, no,
I'm just giving you the Friday vibe. I like Saturday. I do. I've always enjoyed a Saturday, but I go Friday greater than. Friday greater than Saturday.
See, I'm trying to think.
Here's the thing. Saturday, you go out more formal. Well, not for you, but like you go out like dinner, you do whatever. Friday's like you get off the beach, you just pound the beers. You know where the night takes you.
Yeah, I love getting down the shore, 4 o'clock
Saturday
on Friday.
Saturday night is plans.
Yeah.
Friday is just, and I'm a let the wind take you kind of person.
Yes, you are.
I'd rather be like, wherever I'm going, man. All right, all right, all right.
All right,
seriously, that's what I like. No, well, Friday, let it go, man. You never know where you end up on a Friday. Saturday, you're going, yeah.
Honey-do lists, all kinds of stuff. What? Saturday's the day to do that. Early.
Honey, I hate the name of that.
All right, to-do lists. How's that sound?
You know what I hate? To-do lists.
You'd rather do the whenever I get to it list?
Yes, Judas. Now you're getting it, man. Let's talk LaBruciano.
Anthony!
Yes. Here you go. My man, Anthony LaBruciano. When it comes to roofs, you got... No, one name. That name. LaBruciano Roofing. Get him out their house. Now's the right time. Springtime. They can finally replace the leaky roof that's been battered by snow, ice, wind. Don't just trust any company that does roofs. Trust Anthony. The true roofing experts at LaBruciano Roofing. The only roofing expert that I trust, Anthony LaBruciano, his team at LaBruciano Roofing, one of the few roofers in Montgomery, Chester, Delaware County, and all of the land that has earned the prestigious honor, CertainTeed 5-Star Select Shingle Master, which means the best warranty in the business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the expert workmanship. LaBruciano Roofing has repaired and replaced every kind of roof out there. Call tomorrow, schedule an in-person on-site estimate. Check out their hundreds of 5-star Google reviews. LaBruciano Roofing experts will explain your options, give you the peace of mind you're dealing with the best. Call 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or you can check them out online, paroofpros.com. LaBruciano Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
You know what a Hassa is, Tunis? It's a guy who eats dinner at 5:30.
All right.
Actually, no.
Somebody made a good point on Twitter.
What?
Well, it's because of the pledge that I took with you. I got to watch at least 3 innings of Phillies baseball.
Well, that's genius, man. Let me tell you something. Our people are so sharp. That's great. That's actually a great loophole.
I believe that's Tommy Reardon. Let me double check to give him the credit because
T. Reardon, man.
That is definitely
up
smart.
Strong. It is.
Yeah, Tommy Reardon. Thanks, Tom.
That's a good name. Tommy Reardon. That's a good name. That's like a good Philadelphia Northeast name. Either that or like a two-streeter. I like it.
Yeah, Tommy Reardon.
Like a nice good, you know, soul of the earth kind of guy.
He seems like a nice man.
You call Tommy up. You need something.
Yeah,
Tommy's
takes care
there
of you.
For you. You know?
Yeah, he was there for me just now.
I was trying to explain that to my kids today.
What do you mean?
So, we were late yesterday going to school. But they were, because they, I know what happened. I was supposed to put the vests, they have, so they wear a school uniform.
Uniform, right? Right, yeah.
So they go to Catholic school. They go to a lovely school. I love this school, St. Margaret's. They're just shout out, give me yo to St. Margaret's because they're a great school. Man, the people there, they love the kids. Like one of the things, like what I care about, you get a good education because you know we value that, and that they are very, you know, they're caring
right.
towards the children.
That's
right?
Good.
Like I need that for my kids. So anyway, we were late because I forgot. I was downstairs working, and I fell asleep at my computer.
Okay.
And Tam calls me and says to take the vests out of the washer and put them in the dryer.
Okay.
So I didn't even realize I took the phone call.
Right.
Right? Like, you ever get so sleepy and tired that you didn't even know that?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't even realize. I go, okay. So I never do it. And in fact, I actually fall asleep at my table. I got right on the table, the kitchen table. It's like a thing I've always liked to do.
Oh, I did my my homework when I actually cared on the dining room table.
Yeah.
I felt more in the zone there.
Like I like to write on the kitchen table. I don't know, it goes back to Gladstone Street where my mother, my aunt, my grandmother, they would all be around, and I'd be writing my story. I loved it. I just felt very,
right,
you know,
comfortable.
Yes. So I still, to this day, love to write at the kitchen table. So anyway, I don't know. So I'm late. I don't do the vests. We're late. So I go, today, dude, did you get Mark late? And they go, no. And I was surprised because they were about 15 minutes late. And I go, oh, really? You got lucky, right? And they go, yeah, man. I said, well, you know, it's a lesson to you because you're good. If you're good to people and you're nice and you're helpful and always friendly to people, that if there are times in life when you're going to need a hand.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And so people will be more apt to help you and to cut you some slack. If you're good to them,
right,
and you're nice and you're friendly, and then I get Mospo goes, that's not what happened, Dad. I was like, you little MF-er. You kidding me? I'm trying to give him a good teaching lesson. Anthony gets it. Anna, yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy.
So can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You're late X amount of times to school. Is it on you or on the kids? I'm trying to remember.
So I drive them. They don't do all the bus.
Right.
There's no bus.
But
so I got to drive them to school.
Like, do they get a demerit? Or
yeah,
is it?
They're late 3 times. They detention.
Yeah, but if, you know.
Yeah, I'm driving.
That's
right now,
what I'm saying.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
Because I thought about that in high school. You know, I didn't start driving to school until senior year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not my fault.
Yeah, no, you're right. But listen, your parents can be ready to go, and you're waiting on them because that's happened
true.
A lot.
Yeah,
and I go, you're late, dude. That's on you, man.
That's
I'm
true.
Ready.
That's true.
I'm ready to go. Daddy's Listen, Daddy's been up since the night before. He's ready to rock and roll.
Come on, cup 10 of coffee.
Yeah, exactly, man. Mark, real talk. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always.
Hey, Mark. How are you, brother?
All right. Bunch of things. I'll go fast, and by the end of the call, you're going to scream, wow.
Okay.
One, I hope your kids didn't get their knuckles smacked, because that's what my wife used to get when she was late. Nah. There's nothing better than hearing that, yes, daddy. Boy, that is the two greatest words of
right?
the year.
Happening. Yeah, like, man.
Yes, daddy. Oh, amazing. And for Tunis, I understand the early dining, which is good, because there's plenty of space to park your walker in the co-check room. So I was going to go Sixers, Flyers, but I'm going to give you a little tidbit that you're going to like. Did you follow The Who? The group The Who?
No.
Okay.
They were a little before me.
The Who never had a number one hit.
Uh-huh.
But Peter Townsend had a number one hit in the song Something in the Air by Thunderclap Newman that was played in your favorite movie.
What?
What's your favorite movie that you always talk about?
I get so many of them.
Which really?
One? Yeah. Which one?
You don't know your favorite movie?
Godfather. With...
No.
Which one? Almost Famous? Called...
Yes.
Really?
Yes. He performed it under the name Bayou Drains.
Really?
And he played the bass on that Thunderclap Newman
song.
Oh,
my God. Get out of here.
Yes, check that out.
I will. Yeah, I love that movie. That Almost Famous is it. That's a beautiful movie, man.
Yeah, so quick point. Eagles, I think, 8 wins when you went over it. There's a place in Vegas, as you know, I'm here all the time. One place has 6.5 wins. But I found a place here that actually you can bet the NBA game. And you can bet the totals, points, assists, rebounds, and steals.
Wow, and steals.
And they pick an under and over. So, like, Embiid one night was like 46. I mean, the total was perfect.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool. neat place.
That's so awesome.
I was a little, I've been a Sixer season ticket holder since 1970. Took them over in 1980 from my dad. The Nets game, I'm, you know, a fan, and I'm still going every game, but that Nets game concerned me a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
It was mostly their second team that played, and, I mean, we sort of handled them, but other than Embiid, I think the Sixers needed one more big man. I'd actually like to see the two big guys play together, but if they could have got like a Drummond, I mean that would have been it. That would have been a world championship.
See, the only problem, Mark, is I think it goes against the spacing, right? I think if you were going to get a big, it would be more like a stretch four.
Well, shouldn't Embiid be a stretch four? Because he seemed like he'd rather stay outside and let someone else take the
Well, he can do both, which makes him otherworldly. But again, when you have Ben, Tobias, you still need more spacers.
Yeah, I thought they needed some size because I think they're going to have a little.
You got
issue.
Dwight Howard after. You're not going to play. You wouldn't play Embiid at the four.
I would if we had somebody else.
Yeah, but Tobias as a matchup is the four. That's what makes him. That's why he's had such a good season.
Right, but how about if he was a three? He wouldn't be.
He was a three last year, remember?
Yeah, I do, actually. That's right.
You know. Anyway, Mark, have a great weekend, buddy. It's always great to talk to you, man. Yeah, again, if I'm thinking about it, I mean, the only thing I like is maybe more scoring off the bench or another wing guy that, you know, was better for Curry, right? Like, if you had Lowry, I mean, geez, you know. Right? Like, I get that. I would kind of go that route. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I mean, we've talked about it a lot, too. It's, for the most part, there's going to be probably two starters on the floor at all times, right?
Yes.
And
because rotation's
right,
short.
Exactly. And yeah. I like what they have. You're right. I wish there was an extra scoring punch, but I'm glad they didn't have to give up a King's ransom for anyone.
Yeah, I guess I can't look at yesterday, that Wednesday, and glean anything off of it.
Right.
You know? That's my real talk. What, real quick, what did you make of... So, Mark said 8. Eagles total.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know. I don't know who's making that line and what they're saying.
It's pretty wild.
Maybe they think Carson's still on the team and it's 3 years ago and everybody's younger. Because, yeah, there's a lot of names on here that were on a Super Bowl winning team, but that was 3 years ago, 4 years ago now.
Wow. By the way, ESPN report, two more Mets staffers accused of inappropriate actions.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Multiple employees say complaints not acted on. Ooh. Problem up there.
It's an awful franchise.
It is. It's a sewer franchise, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a sewer.
Oh, you were off.
The Mets sewer.
You were off one day, and I was doing the show. It was still spring training. They were celebrating as if they made the final out in the World Series in spring training.
Yeah.
I ripped them.
Sewer.
It's
a sewer franchise. That in Brooklyn. Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Please. Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Couple things. When I saw the over-under, that was the first thing that came over early this morning. And I thought, damn, that's an opportunity. I mean, quite frankly,
yeah.
I did.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You and I talked about it on the phone.
I was like, seven? Really? But here's the problem. I don't want to... Like, I love them. Like, this is real talk, right? Real talk is I love the Eagles. I really do. I love them. Love them. In fact, I love them so much that they drive me insane, right? Like, this whole analytics thing is driving me batty, goofy. I'm obsessing over Alec Hallaby.
Right.
And I don't understand why you beseech the football people. I don't understand it.
Makes no sense.
It's driving me insane. And you wonder why your drafts blow. You got this kid making picks. The black ops. So now the over-under comes up. It's seven. You're already capped out. There's questions about your quarterback. There's questions about your whole team. Forget about Jalen. There's questions about your whole team. How are they not? I don't understand. And I don't want to be a hater. And I don't want to take glee in the fact that they're going to be under seven. What am I supposed to do?
You know, I think the main thing I do is probably work with Howie on football decisions.
I don't know what you do, man.
That's my nightmare. It's my nightmare come true.
You hear that guy and you go, what?
That's my nightmare. I'm not saying the guy's got his own. He's a real football guy. Or that he's got to have Baldy's finger. Like, but come on. You can't have a guy that's running things that... I'm sorry. Again, I'm done.
I'm a football guy.
Go ahead, Tunis.
He's a heck of a football guy.
So I realized something today. 4 days from now is when MLB The Show's out. And, you know, I've been salivating about this for a while now. And I'm a loser when it comes to sports games. You and I have talked about this in the past. I don't like to play as the team. I'll pick the Phillies, but I always love redrafting because you and I have talked about this. We think we could do a better job sometimes.
I know. Listen. I'll bet a kidney that I could beat Alec Hallaby in drafting.
I bet you could.
All right. I feel so confident. I'll go liver. Kidney, you get a lung, whatever order
right.
You want to go.
But anyway, so and I agree with you. But I was thinking, so if there was a redraft in baseball now, like legit, everybody starts. We have this conversation all the time. Who would you take first overall? But with the way baseball's changed now, is there a clear number one pick anymore? Like, it's launch angles, right? Or it's starting pitchers throwing 100 miles per hour, but starting pitchers don't go seven innings anymore. like 20 years ago, if I said redraft, you probably would have gone with either like Barry Bonds or the top pitcher in the game, right? Is it anywhere? Like, baseball's changed so much now. There are high-valued utility players.
Dude, it's a great question. It's a great question. I guess my answer would be, I do, like, first of all, if you're a pitcher who's got such an incredible arm.
DeGrom.
Right? Like, that's a number one, clear-cut number one.
But then Trout.
What do you mean, Trout?
Like, is Trout clear-cut number one? Or would you go pitcher? I just think the game's changed so much.
Well, the problem with Mike is, Mike's the best player in the game.
Yes.
The problem is, one player isn't going to make you win.
Right.
Because Mike hasn't won, right? Not his fault.
No.
Best player in the game. Best player in 50 years or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. How many years? They can't win. But a pitcher, like if you get a great starting pitcher, you know, that's going to provide dominance one out of every, you know.
5 days, yeah.
You know, and like.
And game one of the playoff series.
Right.
Right.
So,
it's just weird because a starting pitcher, great outings, 5 innings now.
Dude,
counts are up because the strikeout, you know, everybody's striking out, so.
I watch it every night, like, and I look at these box scores. And every night, there's like guys are going five innings.
Yeah.
If a guy has 91 pitches after five, they get shut down.
He's done. So I was listening to, I think it was the Braves broadcast. The Braves were on MLB Network a few days ago, and you know how they pull the local feed, right? Yeah. So I'm watching the Atlanta broadcast, and they were talking about Ian Anderson. This wasn't yesterday's start where he got beat up, but his previous start. And he's pitching. And they're saying Ian Anderson doesn't have a pitch count this year. They have an innings limit. And not just 200 innings. They mean there's some sort of analytic approach where it's, hey, time off in between innings. And it used to just be, hey, you're at 80 pitches, you're still good to go. But if you're at 80 pitches, but the previous inning, your offense was up for 25 minutes. Now your arm's been cold for 25 minutes. They were talking about that. The game has changed so much. And it's not just, hey, I need you to go nine today.
See, the problem is that minutia it's meaningless. Come on.
I know it is.
Like inactivity for your arm sitting for 25 minutes. Like, listen, if it's a rain delay, you're in a rain delay, you're not going to bring your starting pitcher back after an hour and 15 minute rain delay.
Right. It's crazy, dude, isn't it?
It is. It's too much.
It is too much.
And the problem, again.
It used to be, hey, Nola.
Dude, it goes back to what we talked about. That they're overanalyzing. They're putting too much stock into all data that isn't proven. And it's just for the sake of trying to reinvent the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's the same curse. We have this curse that we want to reinvent things. Some things can't be reinvented. Because the more you try to reinvent them, now they can evolve, but that's different. You can't reinvent the whole thing.
Right, man, just look at last year in the World Series. Kevin Cash pulls Blake Snell third time through the order.
It drives me nuts, dude.
He had a shutout through six innings. Oh, but third time through the order.
Right, so, and what that yields is Alec Halibut.
Yeah. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Full circle of morning thoughts.
That's what it yields. It yields that guy who's running your franchise, who should be, you know, running a hedge fund. Really?
Yeah.
Alec Halibut should be either running a hedge fund or he should be in Silicon Valley. You know, and listen, I wish you lots of luck, Alec. I hope you make $1 zillion. Right? I hope you develop, you know, some robotics company, right, that helps mankind. Stay away from my team. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's how you join us. Real talk straight ahead. And you got to help me out with this Eagles thing, man. We're going down the road now. The totals are out. We'll give you all the totals for all the teams. But the Eagles is 7. And is it a sin, S-I-N, to bet against and take the under? I think it's an opportunity. And I'll try to make the case it's okay. Cuz Radio Tune is 97.5 The Fanatic. And all those totals soon you can find on your Parks Casino Sportsbook. That's right. We were there last night hanging at Parks Casino Sportsbook. Cuz's Corner, always a lot of fun. And in fact, we were going through all of the... We were going through all the whole card and the whole landscape with Brad Feinberg. So, Tunis, Brad Feinberg, who's the betting analyst at Park, says, you know, the Joker at minus 220 for MVP is free money. And it sickened me. And it got me so depressed because I know the real MVP is the one, the only M-Beast. But all that stuff, futures and in-game betting and all the props that we talk about every day that we love, you can find them on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. That's right. If you use the code FANATIC when you go to parkscasino.com/PA, you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11:30. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. He's joining us, Real Talk Time. We're trying to give his real and honest talk, putting down the fan hat. Putting down the agenda. We all have, listen, all of us, right, are fans, and we all have agenda. Right? I have my agendas. I hate Brooklyn, right? I hate Harden. You know, but listen, when I'm looking at this thing, I'm trying to put the agenda down. I realize those three guys are tremendous, right? Like, I get it. Those three dudes are great players. But that's not enough in the game. And really kind of what got me yesterday was all this talk about Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. And yet you got to score 160 points to win. Like, have you guys watched the playoffs? I mean, you know, and then we had the poor guy who I feel bad that I snapped on. But when the poor guy goes, well, let me give you some stats. Like he was going to school me while reading box scores. Like, and I take, you know, I am, like, I take offense to that. I take umbrage. Like, I live it all day long. You're not going to throw anything by me that I don't know. Now,
right.
You may have an opinion, you may have read something, or whatever, that is right, and I'm wrong, that's for sure, but you're not going to give me stats. Come on. You should know that. I mean, that, and by the way, you know how I feel about stats. Stats lie. All right? Stats don't tell the truth often. You can make stats sing and dance. That's what stats do.
No sleep till!
Do you know what a hussy is, Spring? That's a pig. That don't fly straight.
That's...
Four. You understand? Four.
Judas, you just made me smile, man.
Four.
That.
Four. Four. You understand? Four.
So my man said, Brooklyn in six. And I go, all right, well, you know, that's not out of line. The Nets could beat the Sixers in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's very realistic. But, you know, here with the air of certainty, you know where you can take that. I know where you can go. Brooklyn. I did want to read you, Tunis, and this is from CBS Sportsline.
All right.
And I got to get it. I thought it was interesting. Little take. So this is from Bill Ryder, who I guess writes for CBS Sportsline. The Nets are really good in the regular season when these guys play together in some form. And yet, there's a lot of and yets to factor into the mix. Durant has shown himself to be almost as sensitive as he is talented. So looming large over all this is the notion that his insecurities over sharing stardom and the ball.
Okay.
Irving, for his part, hasn't exactly been the model teammate when it comes to sticking around through the hard stuff. And then there's Harden, an otherworldly talent who often seems to forget how to shoot threes during the playoffs.
That goes back to what Legs was saying yesterday when he was on in the morning.
So, Legs, and this is just real talk, man. You know, nobody's denying. Like, we got some J.O. kid who calls from Bucks County all the time who's a big-time Net Brooklyn fan. And like, he'll come in all the time. You ready? You ready to give it up for the Nets? And I'm like, no. I wait till after they win the title. If the Nets win the title, all you Brooklyn guys, you'll have your say. And I'll give you your say. They got to, you only get your say if they win the title, though. They can beat the Sixers, because I think it's an even series. But if they win the title, and the Hossa wins the title, have at me. I'll be the scarecrow. Pelt me. In fact, what I'll do is we'll go down the shore, because it'll be summertime, and I'll get in that dunk tank, the cage. And you can, all you Brooklyn guys, can have at me. All right? Water balloons. Pies, fruit, I don't care, throw it all at me. With little pictures of James Harden's face, little beards. You got it all. I'll put that on the line. But if you don't win, you got to shut the bleep up forever. And you got to go back to that fake-ass barrow. The fake-ass barrow of Brooklyn.
With JJ.
With JJ Redick. That's right. We clear?
Sounds good.
Isn't that fair?
Yeah, it is fair.
Is that real talk?
Now, I have a real talk question for you that's not sports related.
Sure.
You mentioned water balloons.
Yes.
So, I love kids being kids, right? But I got, so I'm on a Manion Kill, right? So there's houses behind me that are higher up, right? They keep going higher and higher. There's these two kids that have a roof deck. It must be really nice, right? Having a roof deck at the age of like 6 or whatever. They were chucking water balloons at the dog the other day. Now, I felt, because she was getting scared.
Aw, little doggy.
So I just said, right, come on inside. And I didn't want to say, the kids are being kids.
Yeah, you can't, yeah.
But now I got balloon bits all over the backyard.
Right.
Which, whatever, I'll clean it up.
Yeah.
But if that happens again, do I have to go, hey, guys, the dog.
How old are they, really?
They're not even 10. There's no way.
So they're like Massimos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I, as a father of one of those kids, you tell him, yo, dude, dog.
She's scared.
Listen, you're scaring the dog.
She's hiding under a tree?
No, in fact, if they do it again, you got to tell them. And listen, I'm a dad of that age.
Right.
And like if Massimo was throwing water balloons, I would want you to go, yo, dude, no. You're scaring the dog. Because now you're being mean to the dog.
Yeah.
All right? So you got every right to scold them and be mean about it. You know, curse, like, you know, but you know what I'm saying.
Mean.
Well, you know, you got to be stern, not mean, stern.
Right, okay.
You got to, because you can't be too nice, because they'll take that for weakness.
Right.
Trust me. The only time the little one listens is when I get into the, you know, I do the gorilla face. And I start growling at him.
That's awesome.
That's the only time you get scared.
All right. So if it happens again, you can't scare the dog with it. Come on.
Right.
Quit with the water balloons.
Yeah.
He's got a nice arm.
Now, here's the problem. You're on a rooftop of anything. You're looking to chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly, I'll never forget being I'm in New Orleans. It's Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's the afternoon. Me and Tooch, all right, are on a rooftop bar. Our buddy Vinny's going to meet us. You know what he says? Don't drink. All right. Now, we get there in the morning. He's coming at 8 o'clock.
At night?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to get the hell out of here.
So listen, there is, now you're in New Orleans. It's you know.
Yeah.
It's New Orleans.
Come on now.
Right?
Don't drink.
So we're actually trying to be good. All right? We go to lunch. We get like a beer, like a Heineken.
Yeah.
Like, you know, being good. But then we're sitting there and we go, oh, should we just have one drink? Happy hour.
Yeah.
We're on Bourbon Street.
You're in New Orleans,
we're
right.
We're on Bourbon Street.
I would be angry at you if you didn't.
So Tooch and I go to the rooftop bar. Over now, they had these drinks. We go, well, we should just have one of these drinks that they're known for. And, you know, it's a horrible drink, right? Like, it's just, it's all this stuff, and they throw everything in it.
Yeah, but you're technically a tourist at the time.
Exactly. They're called grenades. All right?
Oh, and you're on a rooftop bar.
Okay. Now, inside the grenade drink is a little plastic grenade. All right?
Uh-huh.
Now, it's about half a wiffle ball, and it feels like a wiffle ball type of thing, right?
And you're not going to not throw a wiffle ball.
Okay, so we're on a rooftop. Now, if you look down from our rooftop, across the street is a mime. All right? There's a mime.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Yeah, he's trying to do the whole walls in front of me thing.
Yes.
Let me break that wall.
Wait, dude. I'm on the rooftop. I got, now, one turns into seven. Okay?
Oh, okay. Just now, one drink, yeah.
Now, one drink turns into seven drinks, and all these grenades, right?
Seven grenades.
Like, we got, and I was grabbing them all over, right? So, what do you think me, half in the bag, with a plastic grenade wiffle ball thing, with a mime across the street.
Grenade out.
I mean, really, you blame me?
Yeah. No.
Right?
It's good work out of you.
So now, Tooch and I are pegging the mime from atop the roof across Bourbon Street.
Was there weight to the grenade?
Yes.
All right, so you could actually toss it.
I had him a couple times.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I had him a couple times. And then the mime turns, like, and he's miming us. And, like, you know, it's a mime. Right, so you're going to torture the mime. The mime's trying to torture you. You're drunk. What do you think's going
to
happen?
Yeah, he's trying to build a wall.
Right.
Fake wall.
Right. And you're throwing a grenade. You're acting stupid. But that's kind
of
what it is.
Now, let me ask about the quality of the mime. Did the mime jump out of the way? Because if it's a good mime, the mime's not jumping.
Well.
Mime's believing in his wall.
You know what? It's a great question.
A good mime won't jump out of the way.
I'm trying to remember. I remember pegging him early.
Those bronze people?
He had his back to us. And then he turned around. I guess he, I don't know. I honestly don't remember.
The mime wouldn't jump.
Dude, after a while, then that mime, that pegging the mime with the plastic grenades turned into all kinds of bad things. Right? Tattoos. This is like, this is back in like early 90s. It turns into ink. It turns into walking around with people. All kinds of things occurred. And the moral of the story is,
it's bad things.
It's impossible not to drink in New Orleans. So the greatest is, his flight was delayed. And so we come back to the room, right? We're back in time.
Yeah.
Right? So he's like, dude, I'm hungry. He gets a pizza. So what happens on a day like debauchery of that kind of day, and then you have a couple slices of pizza.
You're done.
Right.
And then Vinny gets there.
He was knocking for 2.5 hours.
Oh,
they
my
had to
God.
Let the hotel security open the door to make sure we were alive.
Oh, my God. How's the pizza in New Orleans?
Dude, I can tell you. I couldn't even tell you. Then the next day, we did a, a drunken ghost tour was that was fun too.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, here it is. That's the idea of pegging. So if you're up top, you're going to throw something.
Yeah, no, I
that's
I
the
understand.
Moral of the story.
Hey, kids being kids.
You can't be mad.
But, you know, the dog.
Right.
Come on.
Let's go to Charles. Charles, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, cuz?
What's up, Charles?
Real talk. I come to help out Tunis again. I don't understand why you keep getting on him about date night, cuz.
5:30.
My cuz, take a look at Tunis. 28 years old. Not many 28-year-olds are with a woman that is considered his wife, and he don't get a chance to spend time with her. So anytime that he can sit back and spend time with his wife, that's a good thing.
What do you mean? He's with her every day. I agree with you. It's great that he's spending time.
But see, if she works at night, he works at day, they don't get enough time to spend with one another.
No, well, that's not entirely accurate.
Yeah, she's day shift now. She gets home at like 8:39. Well, she does usually go to bed like
yeah, but
10 minutes after she's home.
But you go out. I mean, but listen, Charles, I agree with you. It's nice. It's great. My only point is you're a romantic man, aren't you?
Yeah, because I have date night with my wife every Friday night.
See? That's what I'm talking about. You're a romantic man.
Yeah, and see, I got it to a point where unless it's a life or death situation, you do not call my house from 5 o'clock until. Because that's the time that I spend with my wife. We have dinner.
Yeah.
We'll sit back and we watch a movie.
That's
awesome.
We do
not answer our phones.
Charles, that's beautiful. Let me ask you a question, though. If you're going out to eat, like to a nice restaurant, you're getting dressed up, right? What time are you going?
Between 6 to 8, depending on where I'm going at.
Right. All right. I mean, you know, to each his
own. But then again, you know, we still in a pandemic. So
right.
Tunis is being careful where he goes. And I understand that.
Okay. I think that's beautiful, Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles, my man. He's had my back since the hotel beer debacle.
Right.
He's had my back since, man.
You are Team Tunis. Well, I appreciate that, Charles. Looking out. You're good looking out,
Charles, in my foxhole, for sure.
How old are you, Charles?
I'm 62, cuz. Oh, and by the way, in June 23rd of this year, I'll be celebrating my 20th anniversary with my wife, Tanya.
Let me give you a good clap. God bless,
thank
Charles.
You.
Do you have any kids?
Oh, they all grown, cuz. We empty nesters, for real, for real.
That's nice. That's nice. All right, listen, God bless you. You're a great man, Charles.
Tunis, you're young, but look. Be happy because you're one of the few that are with a woman at this age. And you're not home on the couch playing PlayStation all day, eating pizzas and stuff like that.
That's next week when she's gone for the weekend.
Tunis?
Yes, Charles.
All right, make sure that you have the house cleaned up before she gets back so that she won't get in trouble.
Exactly.
That's wisdom.
You're a wisdom man.
Yeah.
God bless, Charles. Thank you, my brother. Listen.
God bless. Hey, cuz.
Listen, you keep us intact. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, cuz.
Yes, sir.
I'll forever and a day love you and Tunis, all right?
Man, you're the best, man. Listen.
All right.
Charles, listen. We thank you, and you keep us in check now, all right? That's
yes,
your job.
All right. Well, I could be 97.5 Chapman for you during the daytime.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome, man. Hey, listen.
All right.
God bless. Listen, have a great night tonight with your lady, okay?
Yes, sir.
There you go, baby. Thanks, brother. That's awesome. What a good man.
Good man, Charles. Yeah.
You're like, that's a strong guy.
That's a good man.
Good, you know, good wisdom man.
Goes back to our conversation this morning.
He's an Uncle Frank type of guy.
Yeah. Charles always had my back. He needs me to do a favor. I got him.
Yes.
Charles is a good man.
Yes. And he likes you because why? Because you're a good soul. You're a good egg.
And I'm almost
that
the same
back,
age.
And that goes back. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
but that goes back to what I was trying to tell Anthony Mossimo. Of course, Mossimo missed a know-it-all.
Oh, man, he's a baseball hotshot.
I told him, dude, you got your tournament this weekend. You're playing a good team. So you better hustle. You better thank your stars that you're playing. You better help your teammates, whatever your coaches ask. Coach Warren, you know, Coach Ryan, Coach Joe, whatever they say, you better do.
Damn right.
This begins the whirlwind, like a Philly schedule. I got to keep my own pact. I'm going to be at this game, another walk.
The Massimo 162.
Where's the Phillies? Let's go to, where are we at? Habib, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Habib.
Hey, good morning, Anthony.
How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I just want to talk about the Eagles, the draft, like failures, and how many missed opportunities we had. And I hope it doesn't continue this year.
Yeah.
DJ Metcalf, last year, the receiver on the Vikings.
Justin Jefferson. Yes.
Reggie Brown draft, we missed somebody.
Why are you going back to Reggie Brown? Reggie Brown out of Georgia. Listen, you're right.
Mitchell draft, we missed Reggie Wayne, I think.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I missed a couple that year. Yep. Yes, sir. That's right. No, I listen, you know, now it's been cross regimes.
Now, yeah, JJ Arcega-Whiteside. Is he going to make the team this year?
Brother, who knows? I mean, I have no, right now I have no faith. I mean, the concept of the analytics black ops department running the football team has just shaken all my confidence.
And the Sixers point I have, yes, do you think they figured something out with Embiid, like double team and stuff?
Nah, I think he's unstoppable.
That
I think all you work with some Brooklyn people up there, Embiid, some Nets fans. You're in New York.
I'm a Philadelphia guy through and through.
No. My point was, are you working with people up there that are Nets fans so that you got a little bit of a beef?
I encounter some Nets and Knicks, but I swat them like flies, you know. They don't bother.
Oh, man. Swat. Give him. Come on, Junis. Play the swat for Habib. He's doing it. Come on, Junis. This is for you, Habib. This is it. Habib, give me a swat.
No, I was watching at the end of the game, Anthony. They were double teaming Joel. And they were kind of mixing things up, so I didn't want to.
They can't stop them. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they bracket them all game. They can't do anything. They can triple team Embiid. It's not going to work. Habib, listen to me. Say it. Swat. Yes. Let me do it again.
Swat.
Yes. Thank you, Habib. Swat. All right. He did it. Tunis. Let me tell you about Pets Plus. Can't be mean to the dog with the water balloons. That's not right, man. That's not cool. Listen, we talk about shopping local all the time. I talk about Yo's. You know I love the Yo's. You know I love the local. Pets Plus Natural, not just locally owned and operated. Their number one priority is the health of your dog and cat. They know how you feel about your pets. They know they're a part of your family. They know that you want them to live a long and healthy life, and so do they at Pets Plus Natural. Listen, check them out at PetsPlusNatural.com. Enroll in their free rewards program. It's called Paw Points. And Paw Points allows you to earn points on every purchase. Then you can spend those points like cash. You know what that means? Free dog food, free cat food. The knowledgeable, friendly team members always standing by at Pets Plus Natural locations to answer any, all your questions you might have about your pet's food, your treats, their health needs, you name it. All right, just remember this. Leashed pets always welcome at Pets Plus Natural. They love meeting your furry family members. Several local stores. There's bound to be one near you. Check it out, PetsPlusNatural.com. That's PetsPlusNatural.com. And tell them my Gagoots and Prima sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. It's 12 o'clock, lunchtime. So my man Anthony Hobson on the Instagram says, I never thought about the Friday versus Saturday thing, but I'm on Team Friday.
Yeah, I think nowadays I am. In college, I was a big Thursday, Saturday night guy. Back when I would stay out, you know, past 8 o'clock at night.
Well, yeah, I'm not just talking about what night's better to go out. I'm just talking about what's the overall better vibe day.
Yeah, Friday's a good vibe day.
You know, some people go Sunday. Sunday's a great vibe day.
Sunday is the elite day drinking day for me.
Yes, but I'm talking about just complete vibes, not just drinking vibes.
Right. Now, I'm a big Friday guy. Because especially for me, my life during the summer is getting down the shore.
Sure.
And I usually get down there 4 o'clock Friday once I get past all the traffic getting down there. And 4 o'clock on the beach is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love the 4 o'clock on the beach. I'll stay down. I'll stay there. Sun goes down. I don't care. And then I know I still have the next day.
Yeah.
So I like the Friday vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Friday. Like Friday afternoon, Friday happy hour, Friday in the summer. I wish someday, you know, you get lucky and you can have like a shore house, you know. For those of us that don't have parents who have shore houses, you know, it'd be nice to have one and do that and just do that vibe, man.
We're family, you and I. So my family's your family.
You know, I appreciate that, bro.
And but, you also got Tooch.
Yeah.
You also got my in-laws.
Yeah, but it's different, though. You know what I mean? Like, when you just go down and just go, wow, like Friday, and then just meander. See, I love just going. Just meander.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be. Nothing to, you know, no agenda. That's my favorite time.
And I'm now that the weather's nice.
Right.
Dude.
Yes.
I'm a big pull up to the house. I mean, yeah. I'm home by 2:15. Yeah. Right, I'll just walk down to Main Street.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm sipping on something by 2:30.
No, it's a great, but there's something about the shore or the beach. Like you go to Brigantine.
Yeah,
and so my buddy Toots is in Brigantine. Bobby's in Brigantine. Bobby's job is a Brigantine man. He there's this bar. What's that bar on the beach? That's a great
Laguna.
Beach bar, man.
Yeah,
I'm down.
A plus, man.
Down with a beach bar, man. You give me a bar on the beach.
Yeah, I like a beach bar.
Whether it's, you know, in Costa Rica or Brigantine or, you know, Sicily. I don't care. I'm down. You know what I mean?
Sicily might be a little higher up, but hey.
Well, no, but not there. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Like that would, like, you give me a beach bar, I'm a happy
man.
That
is a vibe, period.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going, I was in Costa Rica one time, and I just wandered. I was with my buddy Vinny. We wandered, and we just came across this beach bar out of nowhere.
Now, would you do a swim up pool bar?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it.
We obviously, the spot in the honeymoon.
Yeah, I've done that.
That was the spot.
Yeah, you know,
it's a good time.
It's all right.
I
prefer even at Clearwater. We used to go to Clearwater for the Phillies. That there's a hotel we stayed at all the time. We used to stay at for spring training. Mm-hmm. The station would send us down, and Twisted I was at the other place, and it was the Hilton, and they had a great beach bar, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the beach strong. Bar hotel.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and that beach, Clearwater Beach, fabulous beach.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Tremendous beach.
One of these days.
Yeah. Next year. Kevin's in Newcastle. He's our man. Yo, Kev.
Yo, Ed. Hey, look here. You know, it's a big game tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm hoping that, like, it's a revenge factor, because when we went out there on the West Coast,
you know, we dropped that game. But I'm, but like, I really want to like show off when we're like on ESPN and everything else like that. When we're on ESPN, I usually click on that channel rather than Comcast. And I want to hear what the other folks in the country would like think about our squad.
Wow, you know, it's funny. You and I are very similar. Like, yeah. I did that, and listen, I paid for that mistake the other day. Phillies Mets. I went ESPN, and they were horrible. ESPN half blows anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't tuned into the Phillies right now, man, because I'm really focused on the Sixers. You know what I mean? So I really haven't given them any time. Now, like, we are similar because I'm 54, man. But and me and my wife, October 30th, it'll be 28 years that we've been married. Good, bad, or different, but the good times outweigh the bad. But the only reason why I'm choosing Saturday, Aunt, is because my wife worked down D.C. So before this pandemic, she would drive 2 hours down, 2 hours back. So Saturday is our day to do something, whether we're around the house, straighten up, whether we go out to dinner. You know, now that she's working from home and I'm retired, whatever time she get off, really, during the week, we can hang out and go to dinner or what have you. But usually Saturday is the day that I allow time with my wife, man. And
that's nice.
I don't turn the cell phone off, but I do, like, concentrate on her. I put it on vibrator. Unless it's really important, I don't get disturbed. Now, for my man that called up, he's a little older than I am, so he allowed for Friday. So I wonder, as big as a fan as he is, and I know he said after 5 o'clock, he turned his phone off, but I'm wondering, is he going to tune into the game tonight? You know what I mean? So that's crucial right there.
Yeah, I know it's interesting. You know, it is a big game tonight. Tunis, let me ask you. You know, you got the romantic evening at 5:30, which means, you know, you could actually watch the game.
Well, yeah, no.
Will you watch the game?
It's been part of the plan. We're going to go to some bars afterward that I know that, you know, the games will be on.
There you go. Okay.
Both.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And your son Massimo, he's gonna be fine, man. He got the tiger in him. Look at his dad. Now I haven't had the pleasure to meet your lovely wife, but I've met you, sat down with you, you know, and we chilled out. But your son is gonna be fine, man. He like my son, a little Kev. They tigers, man. They'll be all right.
Well, you gotta keep on the tiger. You know what I'm saying, Kev?
Oh yeah.
I want to make sure the tiger doesn't get loose.
Yeah, I know. And you're doing a great job, man. He ain't going to get loose, man.
Thanks, brother.
You know what I mean? Not too far. You know what I mean?
I love it. Kev, you're the man, brother. Take it easy, babe.
It's a little tired.
He is. That's a great analogy. Let's go to Troy. You're on 97.5 FM. Hello, Troy.
What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Tunis? How you guys doing?
What's up, my man? What's happening? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. This is the ultimate chill day for myself, because getting done work at 3:30, get to go home and relax with the girlfriend, watch some basketball tonight, let her watch her shows, and just chill.
Oh, that's great, man. Enjoy.
Yep,
Windows open. Ah, you're living. Good for you, brother.
It's going to be a good night. Wanted to start off by giving a yo to my favorite pizzeria in Essington on Wanamaker Avenue. It's Romano's.
Romano's, here
because
you go.
We got a yo.
Yo, fool.
Yo to Romano's. No.
You ever been there?
I have not. Essington. No.
Essington, right on Wanamaker Avenue, right past the airport. My uncle's pizzeria, actually, but.
Oh, good for you. Good for uncle.
He's from Bowie.
Oh, yeah, he's got good Bowie. I'm a Bowie fan.
The best Bowie.
All right.
The best Bowie. Wanted to get your opinion on the Eagles draft real quick before I let you roll. I don't think they're staying pat at 12. I think they're going to move back into their top 10 somehow. But I think their guy has always been Devontae Smith.
You think so?
I do. I think Howie is in love with this kid, regardless of his frame, whatever. The kid just balls out. He showed it last year at Alabama. But at the same time, you have another dude in Ja'Marr Chase, but you could have gotten 6 that showed out more in the year before, but...
Listen, if they wind up with Devontae Smith, I'm good. If you watch the championship game, I know you did. If people watch the championship game, realize that kid's a dominant player. He reminds me a lot of Stephon Diggs.
A lot of Stephon Diggs.
You know, they just kind of glide, right? So I like the corner. I like actually both corners.
I think I think, honestly, if I'm being realistic with the Eagles and how they are, you got to go defense first and second round. You got to go top corner.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, though. If you're there, right, like to me, I think you got to go either corner, and if somehow Micah Parsons, I don't think he'll be there, but if he's there at 12... Wow.
I think that's my pick 100%.
Because listen, he's a dominant. What they don't have on either side of the ball is they have no playmakers, right? Yep. So you got to start getting playmakers, and you need some defensive play. In this rebuild, I think you got to look at defense. I mean, they have nothing really on defense right now that's under the age of 30.
Yeah, I don't want to really rely on Alex Singleton for much more than we did last year. So, yeah, I do. I mean, I'm a diehard Penn State fan, so I love Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's going to be there.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I'm shocked if he's there either. But one of the corners should be here. It's why I like the trade. I thought the trade was a good trade because I think there's going to be a pool of guys at 12 where you can't go wrong. Listen, unless the black ops of NovaCare, interferes, Yep. That's my only worry. Thank you, my brother.
You guys have a great day.
Enjoy your chill Friday, brother. Listen, it's why I like the trade. I thought the trade was good. Except if your doppelganger, Tunis.
The Hallaby.
The Hallaby.
Football decisions.
Has his way. And they go that route. And who knows? That's the wild card.
Now, let me ask you something. I read something from Tim McManus this morning. That, and I know Jamie has talked about this, and I'll get your idea on it, that there's still talks that people think the Eagles could try to trade back up into the top 10, like into that 8-9 range. Well, so maybe. To move up from 12 to 9, it's not going to cost you that much. Like it's going to cost you a few picks, obviously, maybe like a second and a fourth. But if there's a guy they're in love with that they think might go to Dallas or New York to try to jump them, you still have your three first-round picks for next year.
Yeah, but why are you trying to jump them? Like, what are you trying to do?
Well, unless it's maybe they're in love with Surtain. They know he's going to be gone. They know he's going to go to Dallas.
Listen, the one thing I think Howie is really good at, and that's trading, right?
Right.
So, I'm not going to put anything past him.
Because I could see that happening. You want to jump your division.
Yeah, but
I know we've talked about it before.
It doesn't matter to jump your division.
Yeah, but if you know that
you're in a different place than they are.
Right, but Dallas needs a corner, right?
Right.
They need a corner.
There's two corners.
Right, but if they both value Surtain far higher than Farley.
I don't think so, but okay.
I'm just, throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean,
the Eagles might not be done.
Listen, is that a possibility? Sure, it's a possibility. Sure. But I do think that they're looking for next year to consolidate if they got to get a quarterback. And I think they believe they will have to get a quarterback.
Yeah, looks like it.
Let's go to, Jerry L. Hello, L. Happy Friday.
What's happening? I had a call to apologize for my last text.
That's all right there, Al.
Yeah, after hearing that, that's... Wow. But my premise behind the games are still won up front. If Johnson comes back, Brooks comes back, and Mailata could be the real deal, Jalen Hurts is going to look pretty good. I mean, he's going to have time, and they're going to be able to run the ball if the big gang comes back. The other pieces, they were soft in the secondary, but the up front is still, you got two guys that are all pros with Cox and your boy Graham.
Are they still all pros? Really? I think Fletcher.
Yeah, and when you look at it.
You think BG right now is a top flight end?
He's still got a year or two left.
Compared to the rest of the NFL?
No, I top guys are still
I think you got green goggles
solid.
On, L.
No, I think
you're a goggle guy.
He always has been. He's been solid.
I agree with you. He's been solid. But there's a big difference between solid off the edge and around the beasts around the rest of the league.
Yeah, but who had a good front that was that much better than them? They didn't have anybody in the backfield. You had to look bad. I think up front when you look at it. Seven wins isn't bad.
You like them to win seven?
And I like them plus. How many guys got hurt last year? How many guys on the IR?
Listen, we disagree. Tell me all you want. Who are their playmakers? You think Hurts is a player right now, huh? I'm glad.
No, he's going to be a player if the big boys up front play.
Then how come they're looking for another quarterback?
I could see all that occurring. I could see that playing. But when you look at him behind those four or five, depends who the left guard is. But if everybody else,
think about the big ifs that you're taking right now. Listen, Lane Johnson coming back.
Hold on.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish. But Lane Johnson, I'll give you. Okay. I love Lane Johnson. He's a great player. Brandon Brooks, God love him. He hasn't been healthy in 3 years. And then you're telling me Mailata? And in the center is 1,000 years old.
Listen, everybody's got those.
Okay.
That's not true.
Go look at the Rams. Go look at the Chiefs.
Where did they win last year?
The Rams were a lot better than the Eagles. What are you, crazy?
Of course they did.
You're going to watch the rest of the league. I mean, come on, Jerry.
Listen, nothing. Not a single solitary.
Where are their playmakers at? Tell me.
If the big boys up front play.
Forget about your big boys. You don't need playmakers?
Wait a minute. How come the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl? Because they lost two tackles. The big boys up front.
Yeah, the two best tackles in the AFC.
Yeah, but again, if your better offensive linemen are out, you don't win.
Okay. So you're telling me Mailata is a top flight tackle in the NFC?
And the guard situation,
which you already can. I don't say it. And I disagree with your notion that you're okay without any play. Where are your playmakers on defense? You give me Fletcher Cox and BG, who's 1,000. How about the secondary? Other than the one corner, what do you got in the back seven?
Well, I tell you what, they draft Sartain. Your corners aren't bad. I agree with you. I like Slay.
I hope I like Sartain. Where's your linebackers?
Well, listen, they don't matter.
Where's your safeties?
Listen, they can't get Sartain that part. But if they did, we can't bank on Cesar Hernandez of the Eagles. What's his name? Barnett.
Right.
He does one thing good and seven things bad.
So, let me ask you as a wisdom guy. I got one wisdom guy. You are a wisdom guy. I love you. I respect you the hell out of you.
Go ahead.
This concept, I don't know how far you closely you've been following it, with the analytics department having a heavy say. Okay. Well, there's a 28-year-old guy out of Harvard, 30? I'm sorry. I don't know how old is he. Who's got the ear of Jeffrey Lurie. All right? According to The Athletic. So much so that their scouts are upset and everybody's talking and it's a big issue. You feel confident going into the draft with that guy?
No, but if there's some healthy people, they're a 7-win team without blinking. They won four and not a thing went right.
We got dinner, Holmes.
All right, there you go.
All right, buddy.
Have a wonderful weekend, brother.
See you, buddy.
I don't see that a little bit.
But listen, that's real talk. You believe it. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't see it. Like, I look outside and it's cloudy. I go, that's cloudy. I don't see the sun. I don't see seven. Maybe four or five. L was going seven plus. I respect the L. I respect my elders. But I don't see it. No, you do it. You can tease it.
All right, come up next, Cuz's bag. We'll talk about it. We'll explain more on the other side. 610.
I love you, Tunis. Yes, we're going to mess around with the cuz's bag, where we reach into the Wawa bag for some real talk for you. 97.5 for that.
This is Andrew Salchunas. You know I love betting on basketball because I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. We got our squad tonight against LA, and you know what? I think the big man Embiid is still trying to go for that MVP award, so I think he's going to continue to go off. If you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just place a bet and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 in site credit back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. You heard that right. Every day. That's why I bet on FanDuel. The app, it's so simple to use. They have fast withdrawals, live betting, and special promotions. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try same game parlay and use promo code FANATIC at sign up. That's promo code FANATIC. Must be 21 plus and present in New Jersey or PA. Refund issued is not withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The FANATIC.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The FANATIC.
Hey, our 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months, $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. Hey, I'm at a crossroads here for a second. I know we come back to this often, right? This has been a tumultuous offseason involving the Eagles. Like, you know, listen, we know we're at Sixers. We got a big game against the Clippers, but we understand that this team is a team that could go real far, right?
Yeah.
But we understand that this team could be in the finals. They could beat Brooklyn. We did our real talk involving Brooklyn and the whole concept that, you know, listen, agenda fandom goggles off. The Sixers can win. Like, that's a possibility. Tim Legler, who's the NBA analyst from ESPN, and you know the great legs. He was on yesterday, and he thinks the Sixers are there. Jimmy Lynam, you say what you want, that he's on the broadcast. He's a great NBA, great basketball man. He says Sixers are right there. That's it. I mean, you know, if they lose, they lose. But that doesn't mean that they're not, you know, really in the equation. If they lose to Brooklyn in six or Brooklyn in seven, so be it. I mean, that's just what it is. But they're right there. This Eagle thing, I just don't understand. Like, I love Jerry L. I've been talking to Jerry L. for 20 years, all right? And, you know, he was old head then. Love him. For the life of me, I don't understand what he's looking at.
Yeah, he kept on bringing up the defensive front. And he said, you know, name some defensive fronts better than the Eagles.
There's 12 of them.
I look at one in the division. Washington.
You can go to 12 teams.
New York's defense is pretty good, actually. The Giants. Not terrible.
Look at Carolina's defense. I'm just going to young team. Forget about established Eagles. What did the Rams win? The Rams are 10 times better than the Eagles.
Aaron Donald alone makes that defensive front better than the Eagles.
I don't understand what he's looking at. Normally, I could see it. Like, we could differ in opinion, but that's like I'm looking at the moon. He's looking at the sun. I just don't see it a little bit. I think he's, I just don't see it. I don't know what to say. And then I start, like, because I respect them, like I respect a lot of our callers, I'm going, what are they looking at that I'm missing? What am I missing? This semblance of an offensive line coming back? Okay, well, injuries are a real deal. And just because Lane Johnson comes back, is Lane Johnson playing at a high level? Is he the real Lane Johnson that we remember? There's no atrophy with the ankle? Hey, look, I hope he comes back and he's the best. I love Lane Johnson. He's a great player. Okay. What about Brandon Brooks? I mean, I would tell you, you're going to miss the whole season.
Yeah, three straight. Now, I hope he's back. And the guy looks ripped. But you know.
Can you count on that?
We've had this conversation already.
I'm a Kelce huge. I love Kelce. I mean, how long have you known that well?
Yeah, especially when he's contemplating retirement.
And then the other side, like, the other side of the line, I mean, I'm hoping Mailata. I like Mailata. But, you know, come on now. You're going to say he's a stud?
Right.
Really? Like, I don't see it. And then the playmaker thing. Like, all right, so if the line is not atrocious, that's good. Where are your playmakers at? Is Miles Sanders not going to fumble? Are these receivers any good?
Yeah, and I feel bad. Jerry L kept on bringing up the IL last year. But, all right, yeah, Alshon was on it. Deshaun was on it.
Yeah, the injuries. Like, what is that? Of who? Who was any good? Who was hurt? Other than the line.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got... Then the Hurts question, which, you know, I think they're telling you all you need to know about Jalen.
Right.
But they don't believe in him. Then you got the defense, which is an even bigger mess. And, oh, by the way, you got new coaches who are kids. Green. Inexperienced. They're going to win you 8 games? He was like 7+. That's going to win you 8 games. And then, forget about that, now all of a sudden you know who's running the show, who's running the whole operation.
The Hallaby.
So when you have all those factors, how in the world does that compute to 7+ wins? Can you refute all that?
No, I mean, I don't know. And I don't know if it's fandom coming out of Jerry L. I don't know what it is. You know, somebody tweeted in saying play the It's the Small World while he was on the phone.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I feel bad.
No, I do too. Like, you know, I don't want to, you know, pee on his parade. But, I like, especially now.
And he brought up why did the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl? Yeah, the tackles were out. But they also got to the Super Bowl not just because their tackles.
Right.
They had Patrick Mahomes, right. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, you name it.
I mean... And by the way, they were out too at the Super Bowl. I get it. But they were out one throughout the whole playoffs, and they were able to still win.
Right.
Get there and dominate. I mean, come on. Are you serious? I believe in the offensive line too. But I mean, the reason why I'm obsessing is because I keep thinking I'm missing something. Like, you ever have that nagging feeling of forgetting something, or am I missing something? What am I missing? What am I not seeing? If someone believes with that sort of belief that they're going to be good, well, what am I missing that right. I don't see? I don't see anything near close to it.
Right. I don't know what it is, Ant. It's a rebuild, and they've told you that. The Eagles themselves have told you that.
Yeah, you know. He keeps going offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. That alone doesn't win you anything.
Well, it's a big if, right? If they stay healthy. Right.
Hey, by the way, and if they're a great offensive line, all right, like, you know, but that doesn't mean this. I don't see what you're looking at with this offensive line. And you got to have some talent. Hey, by the way, when they went to the Super Bowl, yeah, did I think they were going to the Super Bowl? No. Did their line play great? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Wentz was ridiculous, was he not?
Yes, he was.
Did he not win games by squirming out of trouble and throwing down the field? And, right before he gets hurt, he was incandescent, right?
Yep.
And that's with a great offensive line. Did they have a great running game?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have big backs? Thunder? Remember the running backs?
Yeah. You had your Blunt. You had your J.H.I. You had your Corey Clement.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. Let's go to Jay. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jay.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Yeah, listen, I got to go along with Jerry in a lot of this. You know, when I look at teams like he talked about the Rams. Well, guess what? Guess what the Rams did? They traded away their first pick of the draft that they got the same year that Eagles got Wentz, and they brought in Stafford. As great as that team was, they got to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. They get rid of their quarterback. You know, and you look at, to me, San Francisco, when you talk about talent,
what are you saying about the Rams? I'm confused. What are you saying about the Rams?
Well, you were saying, what are you missing? And what I'm saying to you is that basically guys, you're talking about playmakers. That day is gone as far as the playmaker. Now you got to get guys that can make you play within the system that you have, you know, because your best playmakers out here have never won a Super Bowl. You know, when you look at guys like DeAndre Hopkins or Julio Jones, you know, Odell Beckham, all these big Antonio Brown up until last year.
What's the difference between Kelce and Mahomes and Tyreek Hill? They're playmakers, right? Did they win that Super Bowl 2 years ago?
That's your one example.
One example. Just because you get to the Super Bowl doesn't mean playmakers don't matter. And by the way, playmakers on both sides of the ball. What are you talking about?
You can't name me two guys on Kansas City defense off the top of your head
First of all, you had edge rusher and the honey badger on defense. Spags knew how to play. I was with the damn guy. He's one of my best friends.
Exactly. He's a coach that knows how to coach. Guess what, Ed? Here's the thing. There's a team in Tampa Bay last year that if we're all honest, none of us believe that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team was going to win a Super Bowl. You know, there was nobody on television saying that Tampa Bay was the best team in the league, they were going to win a Super Bowl. We don't even know their defensive guys into this year. We knew an older Ndamukong Suh. We knew a guy that had a half a hand in Pierre Paul, you know. So
I completely disagree with you. I'm sorry. I don't see what you're talking about. Wait, what do you mean? The minute Brady goes to they have an all-star team. Do they not on offense? You had Mike Evans. Right? I'm not shocked they won.
Between me and you. And the
I thought the Chiefs
callers,
were going to win. I thought the
you
Chiefs
thought
were
they had a better chance than Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Legends.
I didn't like Green Bay.
Okay.
I picked the Chiefs to win. I like Tampa. Tampa's got a great defense. Shaq Barrett, Levante David, Devin White.
We didn't know that they had a great defense before they went to the bowl. We didn't know that, right?
No, I disagree. They were picked. Okay. Listen, do I not live this every day? Seriously. Live it every day? I do, Jay, right? I live it every day. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, Tampa was looked at as a true favorite. Especially when they get Brady, yes.
Now, see, I heard a lot of people saying Saints. I heard a lot of people saying Green Bay, and I didn't hear anything about Tampa. But my ultimate point is that you only got 2 years with the team. The day of the dynasty is over. There aren't going to be any more repeat champions anymore because guys don't stay together more than 3 years because of free agency. So you got to try to build your team right now with what you have. You know,
it's a rebuild.
All these teams are rebuilding. We're not going to have any more repeat champions. That day is over.
Whatever, dude.
Brady's going to be out the league, and Brady may retire next year. And now you got
so you don't think that the Chiefs are going to be buzzing around. You might not win it every year.
Around, yes, but they're going to.
But again, but you're a zero sum guy, Jay. You're just about look. They didn't win it this year. They come back to the Super Bowl. I mean, what are you talking about? Like the Chiefs are flying exactly in the face of what you're saying. They didn't win it, but they got back to it.
The 49ers. When you look at the 49ers, they went to a bowl with a guy that they're getting ready to get a new quarterback for.
Yeah, but the rest of it, that's right, because they're quarterback short. The rest of their team is talented. It's not just
got to wait for that new young quarterback to gel with these guys.
No, so they don't. What are you talking about? What do you mean gel? Did Brady need to gel with the Buccaneers? He went there 1 year
He did. He did. That team was slot. Anthony, did you watch each game of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year? Towards the end of the year, they started to get it together.
Right.
That was an ugly.
Right, but you're saying right. For it wasn't ugly, but it took them in 1 year. You're acting like teams need 3 years to gel. That's what you said. That the Niners, while they're not going to be any good,
be together 3 years anymore.
I disagree. That's all right, brother. Listen, I completely disagree with you, and I love you. Okay.
All right, my man.
Say take care, Jay. I what, Junis? Please help me out. What am I missing?
I don't know. All of a sudden, the Chiefs are going to fall off the face of the earth. He's right. Brady could be gone soon.
It's not about Brady. Everybody knew Tampa was going to be good. Everybody knew they had a good defense. Was that a shock that they won it? When Brady goes down there, was it a shock?
No. No, it wasn't. Look at that. They had an all-star team.
I didn't pick them. I picked the Chiefs. But, like, you know who's going to be good. Like, you know that if, let's take Miami, if the Dolphins get any kind of quarterback play, they're going to be good. Let's look at Carolina. You know where they're going. They're arcing toward being really good, right? Let's look at the Chargers. Chargers got a good young quarterback. They're going to be good. I don't understand his whole concept of philosophy. What, the Eagles are good because of what? Who's good?
That's the thing. It's people don't want to realize that it's about to be a rebuild. They're not ready to get into that yet.
There's 20 teams that you can look at, including your own division. What? Like, let's be real here. I hate the Cowboys too, but are they better than you?
They're gonna be good.
All right. Yeah, they are. I don't like the Giants, but I like the Giants coach. I think their defense, I think they play hard.
Their defense is good. They have weapons. Daniel Jones, I don't really believe in.
I don't like him.
But
either.
They got weapons.
Hey, you look at Washington. Look at that team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, they don't have a quarterback. We'll see what happens. But that team, I mean, they're loaded with talent. Black gritty, deep in these streets, black gritty.
What's in the water today, cuz?
I have no idea.
What's in the water today? Like, see, this is the thing where people would say, Nugadofia. No, this is realistic life.
Wow, real talk. I wanted to do real talk.
We don't have the talent. Number one, we haven't been down enough to get the top draft pick. That we got a guy who can't pick in general anyway, who can't pick a Pro Bowl to save his life. So we're just behind A-ball. All those other teams, where people keep listening, I'm like, okay, but they're one or two moves away from getting back to a point. And to the point of the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Andy Reid came here and we were perennial playoff championship game guys every year in and year out for a good 8-year run, right? Like that's the window. If you got a good team, you got the team, right? You know, they were two linemen, three linemen away. That's what made them look like us in the Super Bowl. You know why? Because they were down three linemen. They looked like the Eagles, just trying to throw anything down the field when you have no protection. But what do we got, cuz? And where are we going to get it from? Okay. Next year, we got 19 first-round picks, okay? So maybe next year we go get all this young talent and we find somebody to pick some picks. But people need to calm down. I love the Eagles. Like, I fight 90% of people for the Eagles, but I ain't going to lie for them. I ain't going to make up stuff. I mean, we got
to
look
at this. Well, I'm just trying to do real talk today. And this is putting your fandom down, your goggles down, and take your goggles off, and your fandom hat off. Now, listen. Again, now these are two guys. I love Jay. I've talked to Jay forever. I love Jerry L. I mean, and I respect their opinions. I just don't understand the philosophy. The philosophy is what? That teams aren't going to be any good for more than a year? Well, that's not true.
And our division is still trash. I mean, we're still at NFC least until we do something. But everybody's got better coaching. They've had a run of downturn for the Giants and the rest and the Washington team, where they've got a lot of picks. They've got a lot of young talent. You know, Dallas has always been able to pick, but they have horrible coaching. So I mean, we're in a situation where we got this young dude. I don't know. I'm in a wait and see moment. And I just wanted to say one thing. I know the Flyers are horrible. I try not to bring it up. I try not to stress nobody out. But they're young. The way that the whole season's going is horrible. But last night was a good game to watch. I enjoyed the game. He came out with that George W. So I was happy about that. But that's the deal. Oh, yeah. We'll probably only get to play like three more times this year. So
I got to call Black Greedy. That's pretty awesome.
Yep. That's you guys. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Happy Just Friday.
Yeah, you too, brother.
From the cat. All right, listen, we got a big hour ahead of us, right? And we're doing a real talk. Let's just have some fun. And listen, I respect those two callers. I can argue all day. Don't mean I don't respect you. And if you want to enlighten me, I feel free on this conversation. I got a little bit of a thick pig head, but, you know, I'm listening. Like, I listen to Jay. I listen to Jerry. And I'm thinking seven. I'm thinking more like five. And they're going plus. That's a big difference. Oh, we got the bag? You got the bag? Also, Tunis, 5:30 reservation. Did you talk to Mrs. Tunis? Is she going to call up?
I haven't heard from her. Hold on.
All right.
Where he's going?
He's going to dinner at 5:30.
I know. I recommend the meatloaf.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Nice Salisbury steak.
Yeah. Poor Tunis. He wants to watch the game. Who's the romance? There's no romance there. He's all about the Embiid. He'll be romancing Joel later at 8 o'clock. Not Christy. Listen, there's certain things around the house I leave to the pros. One of them is definitely the lawn, all right? Something I hate. The lawn, but it's necessary. If you want to make your house look good, Natural Lawn of America will make it look great. Natural Lawn, man, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. Natural Lawn provides you with a greener, weed-free lawn that's safer for your family and your pets. They use exclusive organic-based lawn care products that has reduced the needs for chemicals up to 85%. So whether you got spotty areas of shade, thin areas, or just those stubborn weeds, you know you can count on Natural Lawn's custom approach to give you the best results you want and the peace of mind you deserve. Safer, greener, weed-free, and the envy of the neighbors. Take advantage of the limited-time serve offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program. You ready? You get free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tunis. So, this is awesome. So, Natalie was just showing me, and she's going to come in a little bit to talk about it, but she's on Ancestry.com. I love Ancestry.com, right? So, it's awesome, right? My wife does it, And so Tam will do it all. And she goes into her family. She got her family back into like the 1800s type of thing, all the way back here. Natalie goes back to 1772.
Wow, really?
And it's awesome. Like they're originally from Fishtown. Like her people, she goes back over 200 years to Fishtown. Like she's
what?
Yeah, she's outrageous. Like, listen, her accent is so legit.
Yes.
She's an original American. She is. Do you ever see Gangs of New York?
Yes, actually. I have.
All right.
Believe it or not.
She's like Bill the Butcher. She's Daniel Day-Lewis. That accent that he had, that was an original New York accent.
Right.
That accent that Natalie has is she's an OG. That's an original American accent.
That's amazing.
Accent. Philadelphia accent. She goes back. That's impressive.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Nat, I love it, Nat. Oh, my God. It's so cool. This Ancestry.com is incredible.
Yeah, that stuff's awesome. Knowing that much.
My wife found a picture of my great-grandmother, Rosina. Rosina Esposito.
Oh, nice.
Holding my grandfather in Sicily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's Naples. He was in Naples. Like, my great-grandfather holding little Rosina.
Yeah. Oh, that's really
cool.
She's
got the big eyes. You know, it's the black and white picture. Really cool.
Yeah, that Ancestry.com is awesome.
It really is. Dynamite.
Yeah, I'd love to do it one day.
But Natalie's an OG.
Yeah. How about
She's
that? 200 years.
Philadelphia. Man. How about that? And her accent is really the true accent. That's a true accent.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
That's like, again, that's Bill the Butcher, man. That's Daniel Day-Lewis. You can't mess with that accent.
Right.
That's the original accent. Friday, Saturday. As they were saying back in the day, before it was Philadelphia, You had a bunch of Quakers running around the joint. That's awesome.
Eagles,
yeah.
Saying that.
She was all about the Eagles back in the day. She was probably the story's wild. She's going to fill you in all the details. Story's wild. But her relatives, really cool. I love those stories. Love it. Love it. I love the lineage thing. You know, Tyrone's probably one of the, goes back to a king. He's got like royalty. I could see it. Like the Black Panther. Right, Ty?
He doesn't think so.
Come on, man. I view you like that, dude. Come on, brother. Let's go to Chris in Allentown. Chris, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Yo, Anthony, it's been a very long time since I called, man. I've been so disconnected with the Eagles right now, man, and I don't know where these cats are coming from, but you got a new head coach. You got a team that's completely dismantled from head to toe. If you think that this team is going to – this team has more holes than Swiss cheese, all right? This team is going to be pathetic for the next 2.5-3 years. This is going to be crappy. I'm not bringing good news here, man. I mean, I don't care what we draft. You got a second-year quarterback who really not even a second year. You know, this season is just – you might as well just find another team to watch to root for because I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and there's cycles, right? Can't be good – listen, for 20 years they've been really good, right? Like, they've had a really good run. I mean, if you're going to talk about – and this is why, like, I can't completely – get too angry with Jeffrey Lurie because they've had a really good run, man. Now, I don't like the direction of the franchise. And I don't like the analytics guys, you know, usurping the scouts. Like, I hate that. I hate having a weak head coach. And he is. He's a young kid. He's weak, Right? Like,
there's a reason why they hired this kid. It's the same reason why they hired Doug Peterson.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it defaults back to Chip Kelly.
Yes.
And his popping my chest out, I'm better than everybody else now. I want to take control of my team back. I understand that from a fan's perspective at some point, but you got to bring football guys in that know the game, know how to evaluate talent the proper way. Sorry, Howie, you need to get the hell out of here. You've screwed this team up for more than.
I don't think it's Howie's fault.
You think it's more Jeffrey?
Listen to me. That story in The Athletic was eye-popping. That was about the black ops department of the analytics, that the pipeline to Jeffrey Lurie. I don't think, I honestly, listen, I don't need to make alibis for anything. You know how I feel. I'd be critical with anybody. But that Arcega Whiteside was not Howie's pick.
We all know that.
Jeffrey Lurie from the analytics people.
Yes, sir.
I still think Jalen Reagor was that, too. I think Reagor was the analytics guys. Well, look, he could jump. The scouts are going to take Jefferson. What are you doing?
Take a guy who's polished and ready to go, man.
Yeah, brother. Yes.
You know, I have this draft, though. I mean, if they go all defense, the first three picks, I have no problems with that because defense wins championships, and I love watching a defensive football team all in all day. I could go back to that Bobby Taylor, Troy Vincent, to Lino Shepherd and Sheldon Brown, having that kind of tandem
Michael Lewis
on the outside. Yes. Oh, Brian. Well, I mean, nobody's ever going to replace Brian Dawkins. There's never going to be a player in the world that's going to replace that man in my heart, in my life, in any kind of football at the end of the day. But to go back to kind of having that defensive team that can always keep you within sight of a football game.
Yes. And listen, I'm not naive, right? I understand that offense, you know, we said the defense was championship, and I agree to a point, but you definitely need offense, right? I mean, this game today, right? Like, you need your Mahomes or your Brady's and your explosive offenses. But look at the Chiefs. Like, I talk about Spags because he's one of my dear friends, right? So you look at, he's got really good three or four pieces that he leans on, right?
Yes.
And then he fills in on the rest, and he knows he's got an offense that gives him a great cushion so that he can be aggressive and create turnovers with his blitz calls.
Absolutely, and that's what we've been missing for the last 5 years with Uncle Jim Swartz.
Jim,
I can't stand that, man. I'm so glad he's gone. I mean, out of everything that's going on, Jim Swartz not being here next year just enlightens me to the point where I don't have to worry about Sticks defense being up 17, fourth and 21, and you're letting a guy get a first down because you're all 17 yards off the ball. You know, I mean, there's some, again, I mean, I agree with you, though. There is that balance that you have to have. And again, I mean, we have a defense that's only allowing 17 points a game. We have an opportunity to win football games, but I still don't see with this schedule, with a new coach, with Jalen Hurts. I want to see what the kids got at this point. I'm a Carson Wentz guy. Carson Wentz is going to have comeback player of the year. I'm past it, though, at the end of the day. It still makes me sick, but I got to be past it. I'm with Jalen Hurts, but, you know, we have a good defense that can stop and create turnovers. We have an opportunity to watch a football team develop, but it's not going to be this year. We're not going to have a great football team this year.
Right. I mean, and listen, and thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. I mean, I just think that's the expectation. And listen, I'm not killing them for rebuilding. I think you should rebuild. It's hard to stay on top for that long. Like, that's why I don't see the concept of, like, oh my God, they got to win seven, eight games. They're going to win 7-8 games. No. Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it either, man. It's confusing. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's people overvalue certain players. Is that what it is? Is it undervaluing the talent around the division? Is it just sheepish? You know, like, what is it? Is it I love the Eagles?
I asked you to do the real talk, right? Which is agenda down. Like,
right.
I hate analytics, and I hate the fact that Al Calabi has such a imprint on my team. But, all right, well, you know, he was here when they won the Super Bowl. I don't think he had as big an imprint, but hey, whatever. But, so I hope Al Calabi some great success. I just don't think he'll achieve it.
Right. Yeah, I hope he does. He's basically leading the Eagles.
There's a lot of fun.
Our squad.
There's a lot of fun. You know, I don't think I could do 5 years of bad football. Right? Like, I don't think I can last that long.
Right. No, I hear you.
So I want them to figure it out. But I got my hat off. I don't know if this is what you see.
Yeah, I don't see the 8-9 wins that some people are saying. I don't. The schedule's tough. The bad teams they're facing this year, the Eagles are a bad team.
Now, I feel bad because, again, I like Jalen Hurts. I root for him, and he may be good. Like, just so you're listening to me, he may be good, right? I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback, but I don't know. You know, who knows? Maybe he's a winner. I know he's going to work hard. I know he's going to be that guy. He's an intangible guy. So he's got all that going for him.
Right.
This is what Baldy said to me the other day. Rewatching Week 16 versus Dallas. How can any decent football guy watch Jalen Hurts and think he can win in this league? Coach of the year to anyone that can get him to stop reading the rush. I mean, you know, now Baldy loves the kid.
Yeah.
But his eyes are down. You know, guy goes, well, how could you say small guys aren't going to win? Well, the odds are that they're not Murray. Right? That all small guys aren't him. Murray and Russell Wilson are the outlier. Russell Wilson's the outlier. Drew Brees is completely different because he was a 9-step drop guy. Right? So, and on his tippy toes to see down the field. And Murray hasn't won anything yet. I love Murray. I do. But he's got a ways to go. And Jalen doesn't have the tools of those guys. He don't have the arm of Brees. He don't have the quickness moves or the arm of Murray or Wilson. And again, that's not to say he's doomed. I don't know. Maybe he becomes that guy. Somehow he's that guy. But if you're evaluating the player, what do you see?
Yeah, I see a guy that, you know, had two good games, two bad games. And I saw.
And even a good game when they started playing the defense a different way.
Right. Well, his second half numbers are dreadful. They are. So I know it's only been four games, so I don't want to overvalue.
But
defenses get the look, right?
Like don't get mad at me because I'm rooting for him. Like, there's no, right. I like the kid. Right. I want the kid to succeed. I hope he comes back and he's working out with, you know, the quarterback coach. All right. I hope he comes back and he looks great. I just got my doubts. And Baldy has his doubts.
Right.
So, and you got to, and again, when I said that, the coach is weak. I mean, he's weak when it comes to power within his organization.
Oh, yeah. He's happy to be here.
He's young, and do I think he knows the game? Yeah, I think he knows the game. But he's when you got the analytics guys, and again, we saw this with the Phillies. We saw this with the Sixers. It didn't work. How's it going to work now?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's. Same old song and dance. And I'm sure there's teams out there that do analytics heavily in the NFL, I guess, but they also have talent. The Eagles don't have much.
Yeah, I don't think they use their... I think they listen to their scouts when they're drafting.
Right.
Let's go to Dave. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Dave.
Anthony, how are you?
What's up, Davey?
I was calling last night to talk to you. There's no need to apologize to that net caller yesterday.
Oh, the Nets got a Brooklyn man. Yes.
Yeah. There's no reason to apologize. You said what you had to say. You know, the Nets have two, actually three hosses on that team. Harden, Kyrie, and Griffin. And that's going to be great to watch those. And the team had three players able to score 30 points in a game ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That means the rest of your team doesn't score anything.
I don't understand that whole math thing, right? Like,
yeah.
First of all, that game had nothing to do what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
The second unit was the one that gave up the lead.
Right. And then one other thing, your expression when you heard Jamie defending Gabe and Brett Brown.
I forget what I said. What did I do?
Oh, my God. You got to see your face. It's just like, it's almost like you saw a ghost.
Davey, I mean, come on. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, sometimes you go, how in the world, like, you were telling me the Gabe was a complete failure. Like, everything he did. Like, here's the thing. I don't mind. You want me to have an open mind? You're breaking my balls to have an open mind. Okay, I got an open mind.
And bring out the curveball machine.
All right.
Yeah.
But the guy was a failure. All right. Like, the guy was terrible. So stop.
All right, Anthony.
I love you,
Dave.
Radio
gold, man.
Thanks, buddy.
So much.
Appreciate it, man. You know what I mean? Stop with this game, with that love.
He'll be here.
Yeah, next week.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be there to rip him.
Good.
Him and Klintek. They ripped.
Let's open it up in chat.
They killed us.
Do they meet up to get coffee, you think?
Who cares?
Gabe and Maddie?
Matt's still here. Well, listen, I just want Natalie to keep an eye out on him in the neighborhood. He may want to come back in the neighborhood.
He might.
So I need you to tell the story. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You're an original, you're an OPP.
Yeah. Yeah, you know me. Yeah, so it was wild. Like, so I just moved into a new place and I have a box of my grandmother's stuff. And I was going through pictures and whatnot, and I found this photo, and it said, great, great grandmother Anna Flick. And I was like, you know what? I should really sit down and do, like, the Ancestry.com thing and look into it. So just, like, over the last week, I've just started kind of digging in. And this is my paternal grandmother, who I knew was, like, born and raised Philly, never left. You know what I mean? Like, the whole typical story.
Right.
Lived in the Kensington area. So I knew that my whole family was from there. So I was able to go all the way back to 1742. That's the first.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, so that's the first person I was able to find. I guess his name was John Freiberg, Johann originally, Johann Ludwig Freiberg. He came to Philly, and him and his wife, Susanna, got married at, like, the first German church, which was on 4th Street. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
And I think, I'm pretty sure he fought in the Revolutionary War. I found some paperwork. I haven't been able to decipher it yet. So I was able to trace all the way back from then, the lineage, all the way down to my father.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And then what's even stranger is, so his, he had children. And then his grandson married this woman, and they were best friends with this other couple, right? So these two couples got married on the same day at this church that used to be on Marlborough and Belgrade in Fishtown. Their children, they had a boy and a girl, they got married, and they had my great-grandfather.
Wow!
Yeah, so the next thing you know, I'm looking up all these people. The Benjamin Flick, Benny Flick, he fought in Gettysburg
for the
Union. And I find out the whole family is buried in Palmer Cemetery, where when I moved back to Fishtown in 2015, I lived right across the street from it and I had no idea.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, like, I knew that my family was from here, but, like, here. And his father, George Flick, his great grandfather, was buried. There was a church along Delaware Ave, and they had to move him to build the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Get out of here!
Yeah, so he's in Laurel Hill now.
So you were saying when you're across from the cemetery, the ghosts.
Well, I would call my mom, and I you never know if it's like a ghost or if you're just like imagining things.
Right.
But I would be like, this is weird. Like, there's something creepy. It would be the middle of the night. It was like all these weird lights and shadows and stuff.
Yeah.
So my mom's like, oh, you know, Natalie, it's not the dead that'll hurt you. It's the living. You know, but like, that's what she would say.
Oh, that's priceless.
I know, that's what she would say.
Priceless, mom. Mom rules.
I know. But here, It's probably my great-great-great-grandfather and grandmother and great-great-grandfather.
They're coming to see you.
They're just visiting. What, like, what are the odds?
The Flicks.
And I had no idea. I know. Isn't that wild?
No, you're an original.
I know. So now, like you said, if anybody comes at my accent, and people tend to do that.
You got the accent, not me.
Exactly. And it cannot be contested.
Yes.
Or, or tested, because, like, I'm actually, like, from here.
That's right.
Right. Like, 1742 here.
You got to change your, like, moniker to 1742 Philly Girl.
Right. Established in 1742.
Yes! Get the Natalie's. Oh, I know. That's a great shirt.
I know. I want to, like, put something together about it, like a show or something. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Track it and maybe dig up as many photos as I can find.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, because I always had an idea, but I didn't know how deep it actually went.
It's a fascinating discovery. My wife, Tam, her mother's family.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, they're, like, from here. She got it back into the early 1800s and They were persecuted.
Right.
Oh, it's an amazing story. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I love it. The ancestry story thing is cool, man.
I know. I knew that you would appreciate it.
I love it.
Anybody that I can tell, I've been telling. I'm like, guess what? And, like, not only that, but I'm going to go.
You're like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
You know, Bill the Butcher and Gags in New York.
Right. I know. It's amazing. So I'm going to go, like, grave hunting on Saturday and say what's up.
Do it.
Right?
I love it.
It's wild. I've been able to find pictures and whatnot. So I'm hoping to learn more if I can. But it's incredible.
Yeah, keep me posted. I love this stuff.
Yeah, it's super neat.
OPP.
Super neat.
I love You know me. It's
That's
Natalie.
Right.
That's awesome. Let me tell you about Parsons. You know, by the way, one segment to hang. Let's make it fun on a Friday. All right, 610-632-0975. Got a couple of lines. If you want to join us, want to love to hear from you before we get out of here. Hey, so Parks Casino, we were there last night. It's Cousins Corner every Thursday. Parks Casino, Street Road, Bank Salem. Man, fabulous. Like, you walk in there, we're at the sports book. You walk in, it's just like odds coming at you. It's like you're in NASA. And you get this big space, the TVs are at you, all the everything. And you can bring home that sports book right to you. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. In fact, for new customers, you get a risk-free bet to $500, right? So what you do is you sign up and they'll match it up to $500. You deposit $500, they'll give you $500. And this way, if you lose, you get another bet, $500. So you got it risk-free. It's got all kinds of stuff, props, parlays, the futures, you name it, they got it, and it's a lot of fun. ParksCasino.com/PA is how you get there. Just remember, you got to be in Pennsylvania, you're going to be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
5 The Fanatic.
Wow. Did you see this? Dude, what's today's date?
The 16th.
Yeah. Today, a Ben Simmons, I'm just going through it, interview in GQ just dropped. This is very interesting.
What does he say?
All right, let me see.
I could have gone low-hanging fruit, but I didn't want to.
Why?
I'm too cool to shoot.
So, well, here's the thing. So, Tyler R. Tynes did the interview, and I think he's from Philadelphia.
He is. Yeah.
Where he is?
Yeah,
he is. I don't know his work.
He does all kinds of stuff. I mean, I see him a lot just tweeting about sports and...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We should get Tyler on. So he was, I'm a Philly guy, and I've seen everything my city has had to say about you. So let's dispel some myths. The thing I've loved about you in your career is that when someone says something about you, you shoot right back at them. Like that announcer for the Washington Wizards who said you were the most overrated player in the NBA. So here's Ben. This is really interesting. The thing with people is that they think they know something so well. And this guy thinks he knows basketball so well. And that may be because he watches the games, but does he really know the game? Did he grow up playing the game? He has been in different situations. Has he run the point guard position? Has he played at this level? Like, everybody wants to feel like they know the game, and that's just not the case. Draymond, as in Draymond Green, says it all the time. Not everyone knows everything about something or as much as they think they know. And for me, I can't worry about that because right now we're first in the conference. If I was doing something completely wrong, I don't think we'd be in this position. Right now we're sitting first and hopefully going to end for this season first. As long as I keep my mind straight and focus on things I need to do for my team and teammates, we're fine. So then he says, there's a tradition between the press, fans, online, and actual athletes who play the game. Do you find it frustrating that you see so many people outside of your team and your bubble who confidently want to tell you about yourself? And so Ben says, when I first came into the league, I read a lot more of it. But I'm at the stage now where I try to ignore everybody. I don't go on Twitter. I don't read too much into what people are saying about me. I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch SportsCenter. None of that. They'll tell you. If someone puts ESPN in my house, it's going straight off. Tyler says, really? He goes, yeah, I swear. Immediately, there's no SportsCenter unless it's a game going on. There's no Stephen A. There's none of that. Yeah, I turn it off. I turn that bleep off. That's just how I am. It's gone from people watching and enjoying sports and a couple of people talking to you're in Vegas and you see the tickers on the bottom of the screen explaining all these comments and what this guy said or what this guy did. Less is more sometimes.
That's fascinating.
Right? So I got to keep going with it. This is really interesting. It's hot. So Tyler's story in GQ... his interview with Ben is hot. It just dropped. Tyler Tyne says this. So then how do you course correct? Because what you're talking about is common in sports. How do you fix it if you aren't playing as well as you need to? You have certain people in your world. I've got the Sixers organization. I've got my family. I've got my agents. I've got college coaches. I've got high school coaches. Just because I'm not listening to the dude on TV and these guys on the radio doesn't mean I don't have people. And who's to say they're correct? Most of these guys off these shows have jobs where they never played at a high level. How do they know really what they're talking about? Or is it just their opinions at the end of the day? And then here's Tyler. It always feels that as though people are yelling these things. It's not a conversation, but I feel like when I talk to athletes about their games, in a certain settings, they're willing to talk. Are you open to critiques about hoops, or are you someone who wants all of it to be shut out? And here's what Ben says. It's a good question. Ben says, it depends on who I'm talking to. I mean, we talk about it all the time in the locker room. Guys are telling me, Ben, you need to do this. And I'm like, all right, bet. I got you. That's the great thing about having good people in your circle. They're going to tell you and talk to you and help you with different things in your life. And then he was asked, who's the person on the team now? You know, and he said, Doc Rivers, of course, Sam Cassell, Joel, and I would say Dwight, because he loves Dwight Howard. He said, he's great. He expects me to come out and do my thing every night, and he knows I'm capable of that. He's been somebody who's been pushing me every game and letting me know how special I can be on the floor and what it means to this team that's been great. Then Joel, of course, he's telling me to be aggressive every game. I know that gets the team going when I'm out there being aggressive. that I get everybody going. All right? He knows it. That's what we want, right? Like, Ben, yes, Ben. Be aggressive, Ben.
Then do it.
What is aggressive basketball? Tyler's, this is a good interview. What is aggressive basketball to you? Because in some respect, I think some people would be like, Ben Simmons needs to cross the half court and go directly to the rim because he's one of the best athletes in the world. But a lot of times, you go right to the rim and then you look to pass. Here's Ben. He laughs. Yeah. That's what people don't get. That's another part of the game. Some guys would not be able to get shots off or get open shots if there weren't certain people on the floor. The way I look at my game is, if you are going to guard me one-on-one, I'm going to go at this guy every time. But the majority of times, teams try to load up against me because they know I can get to the rim whenever I want. When teams do that, I'm finding my guys, all they got to do is pull the trigger. And I trust my guys to do that.
Can I pause you real quick?
Yeah.
Who's loading up against Ben?
Well,
I've seen countless times people loading up against Embiid when Ben's got the ball in his hand. I mean, if we're being real, there's a lot of stuff here that I agree with what Ben himself is saying. But the aggressiveness, okay, if you know that that's what helps, then do it, A. And B, if your idea is, oh, I drive to the rim and everyone comes down on me, okay, yeah, occasionally. But don't say that you're getting, you know, double teamed at times.
Yeah.
You're just lying now.
Yeah, I hear you.
I didn't like that.
Yes. So the Tyler says, the one thing you've been saying to the press consistently this year is, I'm the defensive player of the year. What has sparked that in you? Because we don't often hear you make claims like that frequently. And he talks about his pride in playing defense, okay? Which is cool. Then, I want to go through it, because this just dropped. And I want insight into Ben is a big deal. He doesn't give you this kind of insight. And he talks about, he goes, listen, didn't Kyrie have like 37, though, last night? And he goes, Ben says, yeah, but we won. His plus minus was negative 13. So then he's asked, what is the major difference with this team under Doc Rivers? And he says, everything, everybody holding each other accountable. We have a group of guys that are willing to hang out with each other and be friends. When you have guys who are willing to hang out outside of basketball, that's great. Everyone gets along. Our chemistry is great. So, he talks about his favorite matchup, favorite player. He talks about Luka. All right, here we go. The playoffs are coming up, and the Sixers might be the best team in the world. Now, this is Tyler Tynes, who's doing the interview. What are you looking forward to about the playoffs? It's obviously been a trek to get over the hump for the last few years. What's going to be the shift this season? And Ben says, if we get that number one seed, we keep our hopes up in terms of that, of the energy. Knowing we'd have home court advantage would be big for us, especially if we get all the fans back. Our record at home has been pretty good. It's always been good the last few years, being able to be home. I think this is the year for us to do it, honestly. He's telling me he thinks they're going to win it.
Okay.
To do what? Y'all going to win the championship? Here's what Ben says. Win the championship. I genuinely believe that. I feel like there's been years where we said guys that said it would be the Sixers, but I don't think we really believed it. But I genuinely think this is the year. Wow. Now it continues. Ready? How do you go about saying you're going to win the championship without believing you're going to win a championship? How does that work? How does that work? It's a good question. He said, you're trying to trick yourself. Guys would be like, yeah, we could win. Example would be, and I won't say the team, a guy said to me, damn, we're just trying to make the playoffs. Well, if you don't even believe you're going to make the playoffs, how are you going to win a championship? I feel like we genuinely believe we are here to win a championship. That's the only reason we come in. That's why we dominate games. We want to be the best team. And then the toddler says, convince me y'all can beat Brooklyn. I believe you, but convince me. Convince you? Convince me in like 5 seconds. Ben says, we played them last night. And then Tyler says, y'all fell down the stretch. Lost a big lead in the fourth quarter. I had to put the starters back in. Simmons stares at me. I mean, y'all won. Y'all definitely won, but... And then Ben says, at the end of the day, what are you looking at? And then he says, I suppose wins. And he says, okay. And then Ben goes on, he goes, like, you feel me?
Well, he didn't want to say that hey, it was the bench.
Right.
Right.
And then he gets into, like, we won. He goes, well, the starters are sitting down for a minute. You could also say KD, Harden weren't playing, but that wasn't the game we played last night. Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. I'm trying to get to any good stuff. What about, here's a couple bank quotes. What if I'm scoring 20 and we're losing? You can't look at it both ways. You can look at it both ways. You can look at it that we're winning, so I'm contributing and we're winning. If we're winning, you can't say anything as long as I'm doing my job. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, as long as he's doing his job. And I do believe his job is not to score 25 points. It's to play great defense. It's to facilitate on all that stuff. I get it. He's just got to do it at an elite level. Right, there's been a few nights recently where he finishes with like 5 assists, right? And sometimes it's the shots aren't going in. I'm not blaming Ben if he sets guys up for open looks and they're not finishing. But Ben's going to be, he's going to need to be damn near a triple-double every single night in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's interesting that he does this interview now. But, like, it's funny. The only thing that's worrisome to me is that, listen, if I'm him, I don't listen to anybody anyway, right? Like, what are you going to do? You're not going to listen to media. You're not going to listen to me or you or the callers or Mike or Tyrone or, you know, any of the betting on people like me, whatever. None of it matters, right? But the only thing that's a little scary is, and I love the, you know how much I love the kid.
Yeah.
Is that he
still kind of neglects the offense.
Right. Like he knows he has to be aggressive. Like Dwight Howard and Joel. Joel's telling him to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, take the ball to the rim. And he we both kind of eye rolled when he talked about this whole concept of, well, they're flocking to me.
Right. So Ryan tweets in a screenshot of Ben in the lane against the Thunder. Four guys around him. And I get it. But it's not. My thing is, there's some nights where, and we've seen it. If you watch a Sixers game, you see he dribbles ball up the court and whoever's guarding him.
Ryan's trying to make the point?
That it does happen at times.
Yeah, well, it does. But come on, Ryan. I mean, the other night, and I thought he played well.
He did.
He was by himself. They were collapsing on Joe. Tyrone set the damn screenshot.
How many times have we seen? I know
he's left by himself.
If you watch, I don't know. I'm sure some teams will watch tape how to defend the Sixers. How many times have we seen Toronto? Whoever's guarding Ben is on Joe, and it's normally Kyle Lowry. But how many times have we seen Joe get double teamed against the Raptors?
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good head coach, and Nick Nurse, that people respect in the league. So I can't help but go, all right, dude, don't lie to yourself.
Well,
it may happen occasionally.
I mean, that's my only worry about him. Is that sometimes I think he
neglects the offensive game so much that it's almost he's got believing it.
Listen, as long as he's just got to, if you leave him be, he's just got to attack the rim.
Yeah.
That's all.
Be aggressive.
Yeah. Let's go to Nikki. Nikki, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick, what are you thinking of that, brother?
Well, listen, he better have a good game tonight. That's all I'm going to say. Because here's my thing, and I've said this from the start. Stop stop telling me what you're going to do and who you are and what you can do and what you're supposed to do. Just lead your team. Lead our team, not your team. I'm sorry, guys. Lead our team, the Philadelphia 76ers, and this really good group of cast. You know, MVP candidate, number one MVP candidate, in my opinion, in your opinion, deep into the playoffs and make yourself visible. That's all. Because initially there was a lot of alibiing. Like when you first asked Tunis early on in the Q&A, he was like, well, I do this and I do that. Like, stop. We know what you do. We know what you can do. We know what else we've seen you do for us. So, look, and I'll say this. There's two things that there's one thing that he and I have in common, which is great, which is click to the four-letter network as soon as that comes on. Like, I don't even, if my thumb's accidentally touched, you know, there's not a college football game on or basketball game on. That channel's never on.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear those guys.
Right.
But look, you know, let's put it this way. You made him look a lot more lively than if he was actually giving those answers. Like, you gave a little more oomph to it because he is a difficult guy to listen to when he talks.
Right.
He's as bad as. Is
right.
Any better when it comes to
right? You know? Well, I mean, yeah, yes, I think he's a quiet kid. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just thought it was interesting because you know that's in GQ, and it obviously the interview happened after the Brooklyn. Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Yeah,
you know, so
really good questions.
Yeah, I thought it was well done.
That guy. Yeah, I thought that reporter asked some really good questions.
Yeah, I agree.
And look. And Ben's supposed to defend himself. I understand. He's got look. The one good point he made was we're in first place.
Right.
Period. So if I'm that crucial to this team and I'm not playing that well, you're telling me.
Yeah, then we're not the number
no
one
way
seed.
We would be in first place.
Yeah.
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 Have a great weekend, fellas.
You too, my brother. Take care. Hey, it's interesting. I'm sure Tyrone will touch on it coming up next. He's in for Mike. Andrew, it is an interesting deal.
Oh, of course it is. Like you said, anytime you get some insight into Ben.
Yeah. He's almost, he's interesting. He interests me. You know, what's he thinking? Like, what is, you know, going through his mind sometimes? All right. Anyway, that'll do it for us. Guys, listen, have a great, great, great weekend, okay? Thanks for hanging. It's Friday. Go enjoy yourself. A lot of fun. We appreciate it. We'll do it all next week. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you all Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.